KSKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, K-Life Radio, KIQQ-FM, Los Angeles, signs off the air forever.
Hello.
Forever.
And thank you, Shannon.
Forever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, solicit.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
A monitor just went Gorshin on me.
Hello.
Get that? That's a reference to the Riddler.
It just
done Gorshin'd on me. Oh, I see. No video input. Please check Gorshin cable. It's always something.
It sure is.
Not gonna stop us, right?
Thank you.
Hold the speed ahead. Oh, now Rob. Now they all say no signal.
Oh dear.
Now all the computers are down.
Just in time.
How are we managing to play any music? Oh, I understand. This is not through the computer.
Right. Yeah, but I hear you hear your microphone do a little bit of too. Maybe because you were moving, but I'm not sure. But I heard the little bit.
There was some...
Right, like a glitch, like a dropout.
At least we got a record playing while we're waiting to.
We don't just have a record playing. We got a fine record
great
playing.
Record it playing. Still is Gorshin. No video input. Well, now this is going to screw up the start of the show.
That depends.
It's going to screw up the show because we can't. If we don't have the computer now, we can't even answer the telephone. You realize that?
I do realize that.
You can't just press the button. Here we go. Here comes Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Joe enjoying his chicken. We've only been on the air talking about this for 2 minutes. I guess he had to get that first bite down.
Sure. You need your energy.
What are you enjoying today? What kind of chicken today, Joe?
Barbecue chicken.
Oh, man.
Barbecue chicken.
You can't beat it.
Hey, look at that. It's not up, see? What do you think the problem is there, Joe?
I don't know.
Thank you, Joe.
He's all excited. He's closing in on 4 years.
Well, that's right, Memorial Day. That was part of Joe's drunken email to me over the weekend. Was that this weekend will be his 4th anniversary with the show.
Oh, really? Have you bought the card yet?
Seems like so many more.
And the whole system.
Enough of you, baby.
The whole system just went dead.
And now the music has stopped.
Well, hold on.
Well, now we have a complete computer crash.
Nothing's working.
You got any more music?
Yeah, of course I do.
Here we go.
No, that one doesn't count, though. That's the main one. That's the mother one.
That's the mainframe.
Right there, that's Hal. This one right here?
Please don't mess with
the dress, please.
This is the one that runs everything.
Rob is playing with the dress.
A natural one.
You want to see people jump to attention?
Yeah.
That's the computer that plays the commercials.
And somewhere in New York, even though he's not affiliated anymore,
yes.
Somewhere Alan's spider sense has just gone up. Alan's penny sense has just gone up.
My chest feels tight.
He's a light up in the sky.
Although it's not penny S-E-N-S-E, it's penny C-E-N-T-S.
That's
my penny sense has just
penny
gone
sense.
Off.
They've just shot the big dollar sign on the light in the sky.
What he says to all his salespeople, do you have penny sense?
Please.
Please. Joe has left. Now Joe ran out of the building.
Welcome. Sell me this pencil.
Now that's Alan Goodman. That's another great Alan. That's another great A-L-A-N.
Hi, this is Yalen.
Hi.
All right, it's the Don and Mike Show, everybody.
Sure. Well, it sure is.
I'll pick some other great song.
I know what the problem is.
What?
We are preparing to sign off.
Yes.
Forever.
Forever. Hello, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
At this time.
Oh,
it's rebooting.
Radio.
KIQQ.
Yes.
Los Angeles. Signs off the air.
Forever.
Bye.
Forever.
He would have walked right up to that microphone.
All right, here he is now. Joseph Ardinger, technician.
Well, we should have known. It's 3 o'clock. The engineers are back from lunch, and they're ready to pull wires.
Ah, very good. Now we have another engineer.
Who is this guy?
We got a new guy?
What's happening, dude? Hi, what's your name, sir?
This is Trimmer.
Hi, Trimmer.
Trimmer?
Trimmer. Trimmer, what are you guys doing back there?
Is it T-R-E-M-O-R or T-R-I-M?
It's T-R-I-M-M-E-R. He used to work in a barber
shop. The guy's in a radio studio. Why is he giving me the...
He doesn't want us to know his name. He's secret.
All right, okay.
You're on the down low.
He's Mr. X.
Secret.
He doesn't want to disturb the talent.
Are you here about the secret streaming that we're not supposed to talk about?
Right. Yeah. All right, mind address, Trimmer.
That'd be... That's wonderful that we're going to be streamed very soon on the internet.
Very exciting.
It just seems that they pull all the cords that it takes to get that done every day about the time the show goes on the air.
Yeah, we're just lucky that way. Now we're pressing some buttons here.
Engineers like to be here when you guys do your show because it's fun.
Looks like it's rebooting.
Can you take a compliment?
I just heard what exactly happened.
The autopsy begins.
Can you take a compliment, engineer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did I see you on 24 last night?
He looks like Tony.
Tony Almeida in a crisis situation.
More like Tony Almeida when he was drinking.
Tony's done that. See, don't you love coming into this studio?
He's not even listening. He's just looking at this computer. And that's what's so funny is that the computer now runs the radio station, meaning other than the microphones being turned on and the occasional, I've still got the occasional sound effect. Like,
hello!
Other than that, this is like pioneer radio now because... We can't take calls. We can't play commercials.
Like the old days.
You're right, Don.
The computer runs
the radio station.
Now, I just saw the engineer who looks like Tony Almeida put his hands in the air and goes,
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, wait. Now, something's coming back. Could be anything.
Hold on. What are you doing here?
Oh, something's coming back. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that. Hey, you fixed it.
All right.
Way to go.
All right.
You're no terrorist. You did it. Way to go. You're one of the good guys.
Touch screen.
Let's exit that, Joe. Good. There you go. Very good.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you.
Everything's back where it should be.
Now we can
make
show
out with not a word.
Hey, Ahmed, it's only 6 minutes out of our show. Don't pull the wires at 2:59 East Coast time. 7 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Don't get angry with me, Don.
Okay. Let me make sure.
I'm running the radio station.
That's up now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. That phone works. How about this thing?
Hey, I'm on the air.
Hold on, we're just checking
how you doing. How long you been listening with a how you doing?
Hold on, Mike.
How you doing?
I need to keep the guy on to make sure that the telephone. Like, hold on,
just want to throttle him.
This is all.
I need to talk to Mike.
Hold on,
tell
me something. Can you hear this?
Thank you. Yeah.
What was that?
I want a trip to Las Vegas.
No.
See,
I'm trying to play a sound effect, and I don't think it's playing down. I have to reset the computer.
Can you hear Rosie?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Barely.
All right, let me try another call.
That's about right, then.
This is part of the reset system on the telephone. Welcome to How You Set Up a Radio Show. How's your radio setup?
That
should have been done like 10 minutes ago. Hello? Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Are you ready to help out?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, please...
Is this an engineer?
Please to be identifying
what
the tape says. This is the only way of finding out if the tapes are going through to the telephone line.
Oh, that is dead.
What did that say?
That said, our father is dead.
Our daddy is dead.
Close enough.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh, and what about that button?
Now Buzz can, the callers will be able to hear Buzz.
Okay, so we're all set?
Buzz, say hi to the caller.
Hi, caller.
All right, hold on. I got to check Buzz's microphone out. Hello, Don and Mike. Make sure you can speak to Buzz.
Hello, new caller.
Hello.
Can you hear Buzz?
I can.
Don't speak of yourself in third person, Buzz.
Okay in this situation.
It's a TO of you.
I know. Buzz carries around a Sharpie in his shoe.
That was just for support.
All right, thank you,
so
dude.
So Buzz can sign autographs.
Shut up.
Buzz plays that way.
For okay. Buzz's fans.
So, now 9 minutes after, here we go again.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, I couldn't live without my daily visits to scatlover.com. So God knows I'm a fan of the internet and I'm a fan of the technology.
Of course. Right?
But when it gets to the point like this, it's hard, everybody. When it gets to this point where you can't put a goddamn show on the air,
can't do nothing
because the computer runs everything.
Right.
Hi, Don.
That's scary.
Don.
Yes.
Please don't get angry at me.
How you doing, Hack?
How?
Hack.
That's the WJFK computer.
Yeah, that's right. He's not Hal. He's Hack.
My name is Hack, Don.
And now here is Julia's daddy.
How's your carnivorous fish?
Mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law is fine.
Ask how mine is.
How is your mother-in-law?
You know how she is.
You know I do.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sensible and all the ships at sea. They can't wait to hot bag your Pantene.
Right.
It's Don Geronimo, Chuck Chuck, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
There you go now.
Hello.
Everything's coming up on the computer now.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi there.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Hi there. Naked without our tapes, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hello.
Hello.
It is the Don and Mike
hello.
Show. And, Michael, it's a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
052405.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not recovered.
Barracuda.
And you can call us from anywhere in America now that the computer's up. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough, again, that's from Chief. Listening to WJFK FM in Washington, you can call us at 202-432-1067. Okay, so now there's two great songs. Okay, you got Smash Mouth in my heart, you got Heart in my Smash Mouth.
I've seen them on the TV, I've seen them on the high def, I've seen them recently, and I've seen her, and she got the good voice still.
Ah.
She can still hit those high notes.
She's
Porky.
She's beyond.
Well, she's been Porky up and down for a long time.
No, that's been a stairway to obesity.
She's fatter than she is now. She was like scary Carney Wilson, and now she's just a fat girl.
Be an elevator to obesity, probably.
Yes, thank you.
Obese person couldn't
and
make it up the stairs.
Take the stairs.
Right.
Is it Anne?
Anne?
That is doing the singing right here? This
is Anne Wilson. The fat one.
Well, that's what I never get them straight. It's Anne and Nancy Wilson.
And the other one, the red hair one,
she's kidding.
She's married to what's his name from Jerry Maguire.
Ah.
Who's the guy that made up Jerry Maguire? Cameron Crowe.
Oh.
Cameron Crowe.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yes. I believe they're married.
The thing that amazed
me. He wouldn't marry the fat one, creative guy like that.
Not right? Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe. Thank you, Robbie.
But she is awesome. I mean, I was absolutely blown away after all these years. She still has that voice.
Yeah. For a fat chick.
Yeah, she's so good you forget she's a fat chick.
No, the fact that she is fat helps her voice.
I would. Well, it doesn't hurt it.
Awesome. It gives her something. Yeah.
She's got such a powerful voice, and she can still sing those songs, you know? Great. I want to go see Heart in concert.
I don't.
And I want to see Loggins and Messina. And I want to see Will Ferrell.
Hey. Like that.
That was a preemptive right there.
I sit there and I listen to you spew out that stuff. And then you got to bring him into it. I told you, I walked out.
Because you got a look on your faces. I had to give a preemptive strike.
I walked out of that guy's movie. His last one.
I'd love to go see Heart. I'd love to go see Art.
No problem. I'm sure there's a county fair.
I mean, are they touring? Are they touring this year? Or
I believe that they're maybe they're headlining with the Grassroots now.
I'm sure that
Heart, if they are
touring, you cannot put Heart and the Grassroots in the same
category.
They
are doing some kind of has-been tour with, like, Bad Company. You know that
one? Hey, I'm there.
Well, no, that's yeah, but they are not at the shopping mall level yet.
No.
They are not.
Mike, I believe they might be. Most of the stuff that I've seen with Hart on TV, it's like them doing acoustic shows or...
The one
or,
I saw in high def was a, you know, it looked like a Warner Theater type of room.
Yeah, but...
I think that's the level that they're
I
at.
I think
right
it was
now.
a free beer night, though.
No, come on, you're not a Hart fan? You know,
yeah,
you just
played
the song.
Yeah, I like them.
Barracuda.
But I know, come on, you're lying anyway. You're saying you'd go to see them, but you're just like me. You'd go and you'd hear one song, and then you'd look at your watch
well,
and you'd go.
I don't go to concerts.
Right. So that's what you're saying, I'd go see Hart. No, you wouldn't go.
I hate the whole concert thing. I always have.
You would,
I mean, since I was a young man, since I was 18 years old, I've hated the concert.
You would
thing.
Like it if they would come like, to your house and do a show for you in your backyard.
Oh, God. That would be awesome. I'd love that. But I know, I'd go... I enjoy concerts on high-def TV now more than I do, like, going to the concert, because the acoustics are so good, because the audio is so phenomenal, and you get a really good live performance. And I also like small rooms. I like to see them at small rooms, but...
I love stadium shows.
I hate stadium shows.
No, I'm being facetious. And I especially love it where in the stadium, like in Cincinnati, that old stadium, you know, there was a bunch of those that used to look the same, like...
And that's where, like, people get killed, but they do it festival style.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice way of saying, kill each other?
Yeah. Three Rivers Stadium was one like that.
Yeah.
The stadium in St. Louis is like that. It's all made out of cement. They could film Gladiator there today. They wouldn't have to do any renovation except for the fancy signs in the background.
I've lived for over two decades in this area, and I've never been to Wolf Trap, which is apparently a great venue to see a show.
Yeah. Do you think the reason you hate concerts is you're burned out from your years of touring with your band?
Yeah. My grueling tour schedule, playing all the big rooms.
And keep in mind, you've never been to a show at Wolf Trap except the ones you've played.
He's only been there as a performer, never as a spectator.
Yeah. I came close one time to being on stage at a big place, but we never met it. It never worked out that well.
I think the first time I saw you was at the Barnes.
I want to go to Wolf Trap.
The Barnes. Well, listen, buy yourself a ticket.
I saw the schedule. Yeah.
Real.
Yeah. Come with me. I'm going to see Meatloaf this year.
Well, you don't.
See,
like,
there you go. There's your Wolf Trap show right there.
Oh,
show.
Hold on a second.
Meatloaf.
As long as I'd say Wolf Trap would be a Hart venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Exactly. I wish Hart was playing a Wolf Trap.
No. Except Hart would have to have two or three acts with them. They could.
No. Hart could have.
Oh, no.
Like Doobie. Hart could do like the Doobie Brothers.
No. Hart could be at Hammerjacks.
No way. No way.
No. Hart could play.
You are a musicologist. You are a former program director.
They could play the 9:30 Club, Mike.
List the hits. List the hits that Hart is.
Hart? Yeah, they had a lot. They had Magic Man, Dreamboat Annie.
Mm-hmm. Baccaruta.
Crazy on You. Yeah, Baccaruta, the one Bo's just said. And then all those, you know, all I want to do is make love to you. I mean, I'm a fan of theirs, I guess.
I think they're comparable. You know what was... Oh, Hammerjacks.
Collect.
So strict.
Boy, you're fast.
He is.
How you doing on finding Hart's?
The only thing I've been able to come up with, Southern California in mid-July, three shows by Hart. All of them, one at Pacific Amphitheater, someplace called Humphreys, and also the...
Humphreys. Humphreys Hardware.
The Pala Casino in Pala, California.
Now, why are you jumping all over Hart? Because I like Hart. I never say anything... I guess I do say bad things about the grassroots.
Yeah, and
I'm probably the one that said the shift they'll be playing at the shopping mall.
I'm serious.
But they're now playing at strip malls.
Yeah, I am, to be serious, not comparing the band Hart to the band Grassroots.
Right.
I'm just saying that I don't think Hart is on a par, I would think, with, seriously, as far as touring goes, probably they're about as hot as Eddie Money is.
No, I disagree.
And
I think they're a little notch above Eddie Money.
Yeah. I disagree.
But Eddie Money's probably touring more than Hart.
Oh, you bet. Because
that's what Eddie Money does.
Do you think he's wearing that General Custer suit?
Yes.
He had a great time at that party.
Hey, Donna Mike.
I wonder what he looks like now.
That's like 20 years ago.
I saw him on an HD concert, as a matter of fact, and Eddie Money looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
His face, he's always had the face of like someone who's been an alcoholic before he was born.
He looked haggard 30 years ago.
And Eddie Money's style was always that he had that raspy voice, but
yes.
I noticed when I was watching that concert on TV that he couldn't hit the notes anymore.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was him speaking the words instead of singing the words.
Like Shatner.
He does it well.
You know what would be a good concert would be Eddie Money and Hart and Blue Oyster Cult. You see, they could do like a Wolf Trap thing. If they had three solid acts
I think Hart could handle it.
Mike?
Yes.
Hart? Tour.
Yeah.
Here we go. Bo Buzz, you're right. They are going to be at Humphreys.
Right.
That's in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. What is Humphreys? Do we know?
Nope.
It's great.
But I'll tell you that on June 16th in Costa Mesa, they'll be at the Orange County Fair.
Ah, County Fair. There you go.
There you go. Although it is a step fair. Above a craft fair.
Yeah, County yeah. Fair is the big thing. And,
they're paying them in funnel cakes.
They'll be right next.
Incidentally, today on one of the news shows, probably one of the, I think it was one of the New York stations that said, funnel cakes you have at the beach.
Oh.
Might not be as safe as you think. And they were doing this. It was funnel cake.
Who, never
were.
Who thinks funnel cakes are safe anyway?
No, right. No, but they were doing a big thing about what's in that funnel cake. You know, our news team might surprise you.
Jesus.
Funnel cake.
Before we get to Beth Ann and her dress.
Ancient unrefrigerated batter going into ancient hot oil.
Exactly.
What could go wrong?
Really? No bacteria there.
How about that 24 last
night? Yeah. Yes.
How about that 24?
2 hours,
I mean,
though.
Even though a lot of it you knew that Jack really wasn't dead, and okay, they were going to come by with whatever that shot was that brings him back to life.
Epinephrine.
Boy, you can't beat that show with a stick, can
you? No, it's great, but 2 hours seemed awfully intense. It's such an intense show that 1 hour for me is enough.
I didn't want to see Habib or whatever Marwan. I didn't want to see him go out on his own terms like he did.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to see him get the crap kicked out of him.
Well, I thought the last half hour. Was the flowery part that I could have done without.
Right.
You know, because you've got Tony and Moon Face Pie Girl. They're in love again.
I have a prediction for next season.
Okay, go. Yeah.
He will come back bearded. He will be bearded.
Oh, that's right. He's going to have to be like Michael Jackson now and disguise himself.
He will be bearded.
Jack Bauer.
And I have an idea for next season. I want Edgar to somehow, through a chain of events, get stuck out in the field with Jack Bauer. That's entertainment.
Poor Edgar's
out in the field.
Virtually ignored at the end of the
year. Well, I think that Edgar's going to probably have his place busted over the summer. They're going to find, like, kitty porn over there. So.
Right. And that president, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
A lot of bad taste in my mouth with that show.
I'm glad they're bringing that guy, President Hughes, that's why I call him, because he reminds me of our general manager.
All I could think of was that when I was
watching. Glad they're bringing him back, because he kind of dissed the big black president.
Oh, my God.
At the end. Yeah.
You played a role?
Yeah.
You played a role. So President Palmer basically did everything, and he says, you played a role. And he's just a complete ass. He is just a total ass.
Well, as I said, President Hughes.
Yes.
And it looks like he's coming back next year, too. It looks like he's going to be the president next year, the Nixon guy.
And the long-haired hostile is still on the loose.
That's right.
However.
Yes. Oh, that's right. The evil mercenary.
Yeah.
Don't get me going on what happened to Barus.
Yeah.
You know, I sat
they do
there.
This, though.
I sat there all night going, what happened to Barus? On one hand, I'm ecstatic that that as somebody emailed us, it is the chick from the first season and the chick that put the stuff in the president's hands that had Tony tied up. Wow, that was a good pull by that listener a couple of weeks ago.
All I know is looking at her in that show, I'm very glad she's free. Because she is the hottest terrorist I've ever seen.
I love the fact that they take somebody from the first year, they just like basically just throw her in the end of the second year, and then fourth year, here she comes back again.
Well, you know, they also make her look a little haggard and, you know, like a little road worn, but boy, she is.
Oh, you can't spell hospital without hot.
She is so hot. Really? And I don't think.
You also can't spell hospital without hose.
Also true.
Hose.
She is cold blooded, though.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun.
Good show last night, 24. Jack Bauer. See, my name is Jack Bauer.
Cross the border, Jack.
Of course, and he just walks off into the train tracks at the end. Jesus.
Into the sunrise.
Yeah, why do you got to do it like that? Why do you got to do me like that?
Melodrama on CSI, melodrama on 24. Mm-hmm. I was all melodrama'd out by the time I went to Sleepy By.
You know, one good thing about 24, though, is that if they're really gone, like his daughter, because now Alicia Cuthbert has gone on to be like a semi-big star in her own right, she's totally out of the script. Like when Jack is, I guess, going to drop out of society, and he's got his super secret phone that he can only use for 1 minute at a time.
Right.
He calls the big black president. But wouldn't he call his daughter?
Mm-hmm. You would think so.
Except she got written off the show.
But they have such wonderful exchanges.
And how stupid am I when he's doing that? Mr. President, I understand. I remembered that.
It's been an honor, sir.
I remembered that Tony Almeida had told him that the scramble phone works for 1 minute.
Right. Yeah.
So I drove my wife crazy. The show was over. I went back and went through the TiVo and said, let's time that phone call. 57 seconds.
Really?
57
yeah.
seconds.
So they did it.
Just because of idiots
deal.
Like me, I bet.
Yep. But anyway. You've got the whole plot for next year. You're all set because we're going to be... We're going to be fighting the Chinese next year.
There's nothing wrong with that, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Bring on an enemy that we know something about. That's what I say.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of in the dark about all these Middle Eastern guys.
But I know.
I've read my history books.
Pull everybody out of Iraq and, you know, we'll deal with China and North Korea.
Right. Hey, and how about that guy who gave Jack Bauer up so easy?
Yeah.
That CTU guy.
It's got to be the biggest, wimpiest CTU guy you'd ever see.
Nice going. It's like they didn't even do anything to him. They said, you know, maybe
you're gonna have to go to prison.
Okay, Jack Bauer. Don't hurt me. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Jack. This is Jack Bauer. I've only got 60 seconds to speak, but I've got a major problem.
What can we do for you, Jack?
I've got nowhere to plug in to recharge my cell phone.
Oh, now you know what? That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Although he'll find it.
Yeah.
Code name. Boxcar Willie.
That was funny. His code name and a tribute to the late Boxcar Willie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I got a question in reference to 24.
Yes, sir.
What happened to the pilot that stole the plane? They never explained him. Did they, you know, where he went?
Yeah, that's another loose end. That was the guy that was supposed to get a free ticket, like to some. Wasn't he going to leave the country and have millions of dollars wired to his account? The Air Force guy that hijacked.
But didn't he get shot down? He got shot down, right?
Did he?
I don't remember.
That's the thing about 24.
So
I don't
much
know.
Happens.
I don't know.
Did they get him after he shot? Because they knew.
I don't remember.
They knew where he was.
Yeah. I really don't remember.
But this show does have a habit of leaving loose ends untied.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thank you. Who knows? Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. And hold on. Hold on. I don't know if that's that or the fact that that computer. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Toast again.
That one down. Down for the count. Down goes Frasier.
The other one's still up and running. It's a touchy touchscreen.
But this one over here.
Humphreys has 1,300 seats.
So there's that.
This just in.
Okay, fix the goddamn computer.
All right, one thing at a time.
First Humphreys, now
you are an asshat.
No.
You are an asshat. How long have you been over there toiling away on that little formula?
That was handed off to him.
Was that the other asshat in the other room?
I say nothing.
Between his bites of chicken?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Rolling Stones suck.
Oh, hey. Them's fighting words, Mike.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Okay. Hey, I wanted to let you know that Humphreys place that Hart's playing at?
Yes.
That's the old quarterback's little sports bar. It's about the same as the fair.
Does that have about 1,300 seats?
All right, I'm putting a moratorium on picking on Hart.
Why?
I'm defending Heart today.
Why?
They're my favorite band ever. I love Heart. I do.
And stop picking on them.
I heart Heart.
Really I don't care them, if they play Wendy's.
If you really love them, you'd have a heart on. If you really did, you would have a heart.
I'd be wearing it right now.
On your sleeve. On your sleeve.
Yes, of course.
Or on your trousers.
Humphreys. Stan Humphreys.
Then you'd have a heart on your sleeve. On your trousers.
On my trousers. On my sensible slacks.
Say, look at Mike's trousers.
Look at all these people picking on Heart.
He has a heart on.
Crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is completely off the subject of 24. I called it right in the beginning just to let you know there's a couple of asshats up in Baltimore. We're talking smack at the end of the show about you guys a little bit.
Oh, listen. How do we say this? You know, I guess I was ready to get into something with them, but after doing some research, really not worth it.
Well, they took a shot at Buzz a little bit, though.
Of course.
That's all right. Now, we'll send Buzz up there.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, they are just, really, I've done the same thing because I didn't know, even more so than you, I didn't even know that they really existed. I think they lied to me one time, you know, saying they were huge fans and then done this crap. But they are so small potatoes.
We got other,
I don't think they're going to be around that long.
We got other real radio wars to fight in the future.
Amen.
Let wouldn't it make sense for them to say good things about a show that's coming on the same channel? That
of course it would, unless you want to be a rebel, unless you want to drive around in your Yugo right now listening to the radio hoping that this very call gets through and that we mention them.
Jesus, I've seen them. They're little man boys.
They're building a radio reputation as hooligans, thunks, pugs.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you, these are guys.
Punks.
These are guys who obviously will just push the envelope.
Right.
Push it all the way. Ooh, took a shot at Buzz today.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I think they suck. You guys rule.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, now them's fighting words.
Yeah.
Them is fighting words.
Rawr.
You know, my only bitch with that guy, and I thought I made it already, was about his allegiance to whatever company he's working
at. But see, when we challenged him directly, see, they waited a while when they thought they could sneak one in under the radar.
And then they attacked the weak member of the pack.
The straggler.
The straggling.
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to think of it at one of the, when I was watching the Discovery Channel, the yak, the stray yak with the bad knee.
That's me,
Buzz the Yak,
the water buffalo that is left behind at the hole.
Yakety yak. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I have a celebrity death report.
Yak, which also is puke.
Mm-hmm.
Did you yak?
Yeah, yak. I've used that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Who is it? Do we know?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Go ahead.
It's Tony the Tiger.
The voice,
yeah.
the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Right.
And the Grinch.
Great.
You know what I felt for that guy today? Absolutely nothing. But when they did the... Thank you for the call. When
the Grinch, Buzz, I thought the Grinch was Boris Karloff.
It was, but the singing was done by this guy, Tony the Tiger.
Oh, that you're and, a mean one.
That's the... And great.
Oh, same wow. guy.
But when they did the bio for him at the end of the newscast...
Mm-hmm.
All they put up was Tony the Tiger's picture.
Yeah.
They didn't put the real guy. So it's like Tony the Tiger died. That's why I said, I don't care. You know, Tony the Tiger ain't real.
It's kind of a drag.
Just the guy.
It is.
Just the guy.
At least with Mel Blanc, when he died, they put his picture up.
Now, was it natural causes or was it a serial killer?
Hello, Don and Mike show. They got the APB out on Count Chocula. Hello.
That really frosts me.
Come on, Sugar Bear. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know, Mike needs to pay more attention because I heard Hart is playing Hank's Look Around Cafe in late July.
Hey, what are you, some kind of flake?
Hello, Don. He's still doing that. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing? Did you guys notice how at the end of 24, that scene... When Jack's walking away, didn't it remind you of the Incredible Hulk sequence with the very end of the TV show? The little music in the background.
Man, that took an awfully long time to get that out.
Dude,
though.
I normally even enjoy stuff like that, but I don't even remember the Incredible Hulk, except that it was, you know, my favorite Martian and Dufarindo, but I don't remember how that one ended.
No.
No one here does.
But I'll see you at the convention.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Hulk. Bye, Hulk, buddy.
Bye, David Banner.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Bye, Green Eyes. Hello.
Hi. Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you can. What would you like to speak to them about?
It's a good Hart story.
Good. Well, how good is it?
It's pretty damn good.
Come on now.
I actually got to meet the lead guitarist for Hart.
Well, I don't know. Do you think Don and Mike want to hear about this?
Well, I ended up calling him a pedophile.
I don't know if they would think that's funny or not.
No,
what do you think?
That's not funny.
Not funny. No, I'm sorry. We can't put you through.
All right.
Why did you call him a pedophile?
Well, because my girlfriend's 10 years older than I am, and he was married. He got remarried to another woman who was from Czechoslovakia. It was like 27.
Nothing wrong with that.
And so I got a little bit drunk and started telling him how he was a pedophile.
Okay.
Like my old lady.
How did the date end?
Oh, he was fine with it.
I really don't
think...
He was
think fine with it.
Great story.
I don't think that Don and Mike would want to hear this.
I don't think that's airworthy.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
How long have you been listening to the show, though? Let me do a little research here. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening for on and off for about 5 years.
Great.
I'm from the Central Coast, and we lost you for a while, so I just found out you guys were back on probably 6 months ago.
Tampa? Tampa Bay?
California.
California,
somewhere between Sacramento and San Francisco?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your age?
LA.
Wait, may I ask your age?
Me?
Yes.
29.
May I ask you drive a foreign or domestic automobile?
Foreign.
The Don and Mike show, would you consider it on an everyday basis to be 1 through 10?
10.
A 10. So you would consider yourself to be either a fan, a mega fan, or just a casual listener?
I'd be a fan.
A fan.
A big fan.
Yeah, I'm not a mega fan for anything.
But you would be a big fan of this show, of the Dynamite show?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you still want to get through and get put on the air?
No, that's all right.
Why?
Why? Tell us
why. I mean,
why.
You see, what we do is screen the calls to make sure that, even though they take on-screen calls, to make sure that every once in a while there's someone who really digs the show.
Oh, I gotcha.
So if we put you through, if we put you through, don't tell them the boring stuff. Just tell them how much you like the show.
No, you know, I'll just wait. I appreciate it, though.
Well, can I just tell you, they're desperate for calls like that. They hardly ever get someone like you, you know, well-educated.
Can you help me out?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. You'll be on with Don and Mike in a second. Okay, the mics are off. Is there a chance that guy knew it was us?
I don't know yet, because, I mean, at the end, I think he knew it was us.
Okay, we'll find out. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know I'm on the air. I mean, listening to myself on accident.
Nah, he knew.
To do that.
How's it going?
He knew all along.
No, he didn't know all along.
He didn't know all along,
did he? He just found out, I bet.
It wasn't my fault because I got a cell phone and it just didn't sound like you guys. So.
So it was about halfway through that you kind of thought you might be on the air?
No, I think it was... not until we told him to wait to go on the air.
Let's find out. What did he, when did you realize you were on the air?
Right when you picked back up.
So, see, it was right at the end, like you thought, Don.
Yeah. That's right. Dummy. You damn dummy. You Frida. Okay. Yeah. See you later, dude.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mike, Joe's done some more research for you.
On heart.
You can be a heartmonger. You can join the Heart Fan Club, and it really, it's heartmonger.
Heartmonger.
You can get the membership card.
I want it.
It's like a Bill O'Reilly deal.
Mm-hmm.
$30 to join the Heartmonger Club.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Sure. So go ahead.
I wish they were touring more.
Here's all I had to say is that you have a birthday coming up in a couple of months, and I'm going to remember your love of the band Heart.
You're going to put me in a, you're going to get me a Heartmonger membership?
No, I'll just buy you all their, I'll buy you all their CDs.
Oh.
Buy you the shirt, you know.
Yeah.
Hello,
okay.
Don and Mike show. Because you love them so.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Posters, especially posters of the fat chick you like.
I'll look forward to June 22nd.
Write it down.
That is early, isn't it? That might be my earliest ever.
Get you 12 brand new Heart albums.
Basically a month away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Is that your birthday?
That June 22nd is my birthday.
I think you might become a heartmonger.
Joe.
Courtesy of one Joe Arden.
Hello there. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you hear that the Village Idiot's dead?
Okay, are we walking into a joke here?
No, I swear to God, the Village Idiot, the guy that you reported on a while ago, is dead. He shot himself out of an air cannon and died.
Which Village
Idiot?
We've
had so many on the show. Which guy was this?
Were you calling
the guy that was the official Village Idiot, the guy that won the award.
I think I remember
Hold
that.
On.
In England?
Yeah, he cut the pig in half with a chainsaw and put
yes.
him on the bed. Yeah, that
right.
guy.
Yeah. He's dead?
He's dead. He shot himself out of an air cannon and died.
So they're hiring.
The way this guy says it.
Yeah, I know.
Shut himself out of an air cannon and died.
Yeah. Hold on, he's going to get a prize for that. That's great. That's great news. I mean, it's relevant news.
The VI is gone.
The Village Idiot, a guy that we actually had on the show.
He went out entertaining.
I thought maybe you guys would want to know if somebody actually does pay attention to you guys and doesn't just rash you behind your back.
So did he die on the landing or he came out of the cannon itself?
I don't know. I just know that the event itself caused his death. I don't necessarily want to get into gruesome details of somebody dying.
Sure we do.
Character.
Well, if it's the Village Idiot, a guy that we had on the show.
Did he do any cartoon voices?
No.
Like Tony the Tiger?
No, Tony the Tiger, no. Although I'm sure he would if you asked him to.
Yeah, see, what's your name, my friend?
This is Tyler from Delaware.
Tyler from Delaware. Tyler, here you go. Tickets to see John and John. I think it's a great show. John Mellencamp and John Fogerty. Nissan Pavilion, July 19. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. Thank you for the info on the dead guy.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
All right, hold on a second. Good job.
You still got that same.
That's our happy death reporter, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, guess what? Got out of the cannon and died. I'm 2 feet tall. Guess what? I'm down here, guys.
I had totally forgotten that we had had that guy on the show.
Yeah, he's from London.
The VI, right.
Well, oh, and, the only bigger news story would be if Gunnar passed away.
Gunnar. Mike bought a dress for Beth Ann, and Beth Ann is wearing a dress today.
Yes, she is. You know, it's amazing that she has not graced my presence once.
Hey,
yesterday.
Beth Ann, would you come in here for a second, please, and then we're going to hit our first break. Only 10 minutes
I believe
today.
She is hiding today. Despite her bright yellow dress, her disposition seemed less than sunny.
Here she is now wearing a dress for the first time in her
life. Look at you.
You're on the Don and Mike
Look
show.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Bravo. Our producer, Beth Ann McBride.
And now I already know that I've made the perfect choice. Oh. I already know that I've got the right, I've got your style.
Now, we've never seen Beth Ann in a dress, so Mike gave her some dough and she went out and bought a dress. And
that is also, lovely. You're a symphony in yellow.
Mike
today.
Also bought a dress for Beth Ann as well, a different dress.
Good.
So.
Yeah, but that was the insurance policy.
Yes, but I...
By the way, I don't need insurance. I already have insurance. Thank you, though, Mr. Geico. Bye-bye.
But I have this dress for you, and I have no intention of letting it stay with me.
Well, I hope it fits somebody.
What if it's beautiful? What if you fall in love with the dress?
I've had a hard day, Mike. A really...
Why have you had a hard day?
Of all the guys.
Who's cheer you up?
Oh, yeah, all the guys. Come on, I look like a big, fat grapefruit.
No, you disagreed.
Okay.
So the dress thing was not a pleasant experience?
Not at all. I tried, Mike. I tried. I didn't have any shoes. But I'm pathetically Caucasian. This is my... I put some of
You have nice underpants on, though.
Yeah, because you can see them.
Well, it's about time.
Because I don't have a slip.
Are we going to wait, or can she open her gift now?
Would you please open Mike's gift?
Pink.
The
it's
dress
really
that,
not. It's more
the
a
plum, I think.
The dress that Beth Ann picked out to wear.
It's not plum. It is kind of a pink.
Or is it salmon?
It's a salmon. Very good, Rob.
Beth Ann's dress is really canary yellow.
Salmon is the new
one. Now she's opening this.
And I purposely didn't let you see me so you would get your $100 worth.
Yes.
Dresses are expensive. Right.
You are like the ultimate tomboy.
Hey, now look at the color for you. Isn't that sensible?
Look at...
Isn't that sensible and businesslike?
I'll never wear it.
Why?
I hate it. I hate this one. Why are you making me do this?
You hate it?
What's wrong with you? You hate all dresses?
Hate it? What is wrong with you?
I love it because you picked it out.
Uh-huh. But what?
I just can't.
That's the thing she does with gifts, where she tells you she hates the gift.
No, I really don't like dresses at all.
You made a great purchase. Like the dress.
Do you like the dress?
How about a ring? Show it to the guys. Show the front of it.
Right.
It's got buttons all the way down. Mike did a great job. It's got a little neat little belt with it.
A little belt.
Won't you go try it on for us?
Nope.
Please.
You know what, Mike?
I'm not wearing another dress.
The cut says class and the belt says sass.
Yes, right. Thank you, Rob.
Positive attitude.
That's not. That
maybe you should
lost.
Slip into that.
Yeah, maybe you should try that.
And the button.
I will be completely offended if
completely offended.
You're not even going to try it on? You're not going to just see if it might look good?
Hey, we're all in here.
What are you doing in here, Joe?
What do you think?
Here you go, Joe.
What, Joe?
I think both dresses are nice.
He's right. He's right. And it's the same material as the one you got. See, I knew you wanted a solid color.
How come you don't like dresses, Beth Ann? You're a girl.
Beth Ann, that's like a very casual kind of dress.
If you wear it with sandals, it's going to be very summery.
Thank you, Joe. I love it when you perform, incidentally, Joe. Let me just say, great street performance by Joe Ardinger. I love it when you...
Thank you for the gift.
It looks like it's going to fit you well.
You're the Robin Williams of this show. Every time you come and crack the mic, you never know what amazing character voice you're going to hear from the mind of Joe. where's she going?
I don't know. I hope she's going to try it on.
I hope so, too.
I mean, I didn't go out there. You know, I took my time, went through the ladies' department.
Yes, you did.
Skipped the matronly suits.
If I could just say something to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the female form is something to be appreciated.
That's right. Yes.
And I understand the fact...
You think I could have gone a little sexier?
You goddamn right, Mike.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Look at the reaction I got.
We never would have gotten
as conservative a look as I went for. Uh-huh. I specifically... specifically didn't get her something that was going to embarrass her.
Start conservative and then unbutton.
Right.
Perhaps tomorrow something more swooping.
Something that she has to be... After that reaction?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not going to buy her a box of chocolates.
Something you'd have to sell her into.
You did a good job, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah.
So it's Beth Ann in a dress.
Well, geez, is she going to try it on, I hope?
I would. That's the very least she could do.
I agree.
For the show. Should be strongly encouraged, I think.
But seriously, for the show. I'll take it back and I'll wear it.
And she should try it on in here.
Oh, God.
Hello? You're going to at least give it a try.
You know, I tried so many dresses on last night, Mike. I'll try it on.
Oh,
so
put a on. She feels like a woman. Bam, 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 bam. Baby, God gave you those gams.
Yeah. You look good, Beth Ann.
Nice.
Seriously.
Gams.
That's a beautiful style, too. You know, it's the button from top to bottom.
Very sharp. Very cool.
You know, if you ever meet the right guy, curvy.
I don't think I'd ever, I mean, that's kind of,
you know, that would
it looks
be,
like something my mother would wear.
You're going to need something.
What, excuse me, the dress that I bought?
Yeah.
No.
No, that's the yellow one.
As opposed to the one that you bought?
The salmon one is too hip.
That would be perfect for when
one is too hip.
Yeah.
When Joe has his wedding reception, you're going to need something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what, the yellow dress?
No, the salmon dress. That's a party dress.
Mm-hmm.
BA?
It's all occasion.
You look good in a dress.
Mm. I know I have one on today. I promised you I would wear one today.
And all I'm asking, really, I mean, because if you try it on today and you don't like it.
Oh, you can return it.
Oh, hey, I return it.
You know, no, if
jumped
she wears,
on that one.
No, no. If she wears it, Mike?
She owns it.
Hold on, no. No, no, negative. If she wears it and gives it back to you, eBay.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
Worn by
Beth Ann McBride.
You'll have to seal it in plastic.
Do you have a smelling fetish?
No. You'll be able to buy one.
Maybe we could make this kind of a hat. Like game-worn jerseys, Beth Ann worn show dresses.
You can have all the heart CDs you want.
You're going to at least try it on.
You,
please at least try it on for me.
Please.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you back here in 10 minutes.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, we got a break. Hello.
She's a lot
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You need to get a picture of Beth Ann for the website and address.
Oh, listen, the deal is, I mean, I had to have a serious conversation with her before the show today. Right. She doesn't want her picture taken in the dress. Right. Maybe you guys can talk her into it.
What would you pay for a dress tried on by Beth Ann?
Oh, priceless.
That's an honest reaction right there.
Put a price on it.
Honest reaction.
No, yeah, that's priceless.
Right. Priceless.
Priceless.
You guys rock, man.
No, you know, so do you. See you later, dude. All right, goodbye. Priceless.
All right. Well, I think we need a fitting room installed here at the station.
Right.
Something. Always have.
Right, right.
A dressing screen.
That's right. And you know what? He just walked by the window. Why don't you ask your old pal Jonathan what he thinks of this look? I bet he's pleased.
I bet Jonathan would like to zip it up.
Where's Paul Gergen?
Yeah, hold on, Buzz. You are reading my mind.
Help me with the latch. Help me with the zipper boy.
Did I find the dress? It's a little too confiding.
You know, Paul Gorgis is the guy that she is just butter for.
She does get buttery.
One button at a time, boy.
Paul Gorgi boy.
Paul Gorgi with his... Do you ever get confused as to what your tanning day is?
I'm the lotion boy. The lights are on, but no one's home, boy. Paul Gorgi?
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Paul Gorgi, of course, simply the most handsome salesman at the station,
according to Beth Ann.
In a cluster, really.
Have you seen Beth Ann in her yellow dress?
I did, bright and early this morning.
What do you think?
Okay, come on. What did you think?
With the curlers.
Oh, she had curlers on this morning?
Yeah, she had them walking around this morning in curlers.
Really?
Well, that's not fair. He should see her again.
I didn't have a cup of coffee in me yet either.
But she's out of the curlers, and we're putting her into a salmon dress now, Paul.
Yeah, she's trying on the salmon number that I picked up
for
her.
Yeah.
Paul.
It's not actually made of salmon.
No, it's pinkish.
Okay.
Speaking of salmon, you know how much she likes you.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus. You know how much she likes
you. Now you're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it.
I'm not
going to
ruin anything.
You're going to ruin it.
Just
yes, you are. Speaking of salmon.
There's a fawn likeness there.
Anyway.
Did you say fawn as in baby deer?
No, fawn.
Fond.
Fawn. F-O-N-D. Fawn. Okay.
Fawn likeness.
Tough to understand, Gorgi speak.
If she's listening in the bathroom now while she's changing clothes.
I hope she is.
I don't think she made it down to the bathroom yet. I think she might be in the group. green room.
Oh, she's in the green room changing.
Well, come on. Tell her the truth. Tell her how she looked. Trust me.
Wait, she's still in the yellow number.
I thought it was good. I thought it was
she's
nice.
She's going to come in and say she tried it on. She hated it.
Yellow was a good color.
We want you to spring again without the curlers.
Mm-hmm. Here she is. Now, Beth Ann.
It's very spring. What are you looking at me for like that?
Paul Gorgie's on the phone. He says you look wonderful in that.
I know.
I like to see the salmon, though.
No, Paul, you're not seeing the salmon.
Have you even tried it on?
I am during the break.
Why isn't Paul seeing that? What if you put it on and you like it?
I probably tried on.
See this face?
30
look
dresses.
At my, look at my
in
face.
I see it.
That's the face of a person that's been hurt.
I couldn't even like flirt with Paul today. I was so uncomfortable.
I bet you
normally flirt with him a lot.
Yeah, I go, oh, you look so handsome today.
Bet you're gonna work it up.
Can I give a fashion tip?
Put on that
dress.
Yeah,
the shoes are bad, Paul. I know that.
Now, can I give one fashion tip?
Is it because?
Yes.
Because you can see my panties.
What?
The yellow was just a little too bright on a.
Oh, great,
day.
Paul. What a destroyer, Paul.
Way to go, Paul.
That would have been nice on
way
a nice
go.
Sunny day.
Uh-huh.
Today wasn't real nice out.
See, Paul, I would say that he brightens up an otherwise dreary day.
Jesus Christ, it's the first time that her legs have seen air in this place in a year.
She's sunny on a cloudy day.
I didn't know that.
Hey, listen. Listen. Would it kill you to say to her, you look so good? I'd like to bang you in my car until the airbags blow.
If anybody should know about recreating sunlight, you should, Paul Gorgie.
Why is that, Michael?
Because you live in those tanning beds.
No, Michael, you're a golfer. You know how that works.
Right.
Listen, hold on a second. She left the room. Now it's just man to man.
It's the man to man.
Would it kill you to throw the kid a stone?
Yeah,
understand what I'm saying?
I want to see the salmon.
He's so hot.
Okay, that's okay. I don't mind going on this. He wants to see the salmon.
See your panty line. You know, you look good. Because you know she goes home and she gets that Calgon bath oil beaten. Let me just say, her loofah is named Paul Gorgie.
Yeah.
Okay, she's got a thing for you, dude.
Yeah. She's so work obsessed. There's a guy out there. There's the right guy out there for her. I mean, really. And I think that the dress is...
I think his name was
the
Unabomber.
Paul, put your power to good use and get her into that salmon dress.
Absolutely.
I'm going to convince her to put on a salmon
dress. Very good. All right. Thank you, Paul Gorgie.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
there he is. Paul Gorgie. Paul Gorgie. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show. The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right. DonandMikeWebsite.com, that's the official site of our show.
Ho, ho, it's magic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello,
you're here. Hi.
Hi, this is Joanne. I want to just tell Beth Ann she needs to really take all this in with this dress. I was in the Army for 24 years wearing BDUs. When I got out, I got a job where I could dress up every day, and don't even know how much it does for your self-esteem. You can get all these little potty shoes
to
wear.
You're getting applause, man.
Thank you,
honey. It's great for your self-esteem. I got these guys that were younger than me, way younger. I'm an old married lady.
They used
to come in and say, oh, wow, you're looking great.
Yep.
And it really makes you feel good.
Sure they did.
And if a man is buying her a dress, girlfriend, you better just wear it.
More applause.
Good job, Joanne.
There you go.
Thank you, Joanne.
Spoken the truth there. Good day to you, ma'am.
You guys are great. Bye.
Thank you for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. See you later.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we tried.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Listen, why don't you guys have a coming out party for Beth Ann?
Now, there's someone who's trying to embarrass her. Listen, she's not like Ellen. I don't think, because, you know, like, Ellen DeGeneres
I don't think that's what he meant.
Doesn't
he,
wear
he
pants.
He meant like a debutante.
She's a debutante.
I thought he meant that she didn't want to wear a dress because she's feasting on the East.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a coming out party where we'd have just a, you know, an afternoon where we all throw some sport coats on and little flowers in our lapels.
White
and we, you know, we put some straw hats on. And
yeah, no. Now
we gather around a linen tablecloth.
Some mint juleps?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Right.
The ladies all have parasols.
Is she trying on the other dress?
Let's find out.
Beth Ann, where are you at?
This is exciting.
Come on back in here, Beth Ann. She should have the salmon dress on now.
I would think so. Hopefully.
Although I did see it hanging on the door halfway through the break. And where is she? Now, hold on. What?
It's too small.
What it is too small.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
That is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But nothing you can say to that. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Can we see? Okay. Can we see how small?
It's small.
I'm very sorry that it's too small.
It's not your fault.
Are you sure it's too small?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you lying?
No.
Now, why do you have a top on over the top of your dress?
It's cold back there.
Yeah, that's a good look
that's
for you.
That's not a bad look.
It's like you got a black sweater on.
You know what?
With
you got the black sweatshirt or sweater with the with a yellow dress. I think that's not bad at all.
Uh-huh. And, you know, just so I wanted to be fulfill my end of it.
Yeah.
Dresses were more expensive than I thought.
Right, your end.
And I almost got a skirt and a top, and that was cheating because you said
no, it's fine.
A dress.
You wanted to do that, that would be fine.
But I didn't. Yeah. I wish I had.
That would be fine.
I wanted to look like a flight attendant.
Well, did you blow the whole 160 on that? On the yellow?
And it was.
Why are you looking at him like that?
How much was the
dress? Are you keeping the money for...
No.
Here's the thing. She's so goddamn honest. She said to me today, she called me and said, I bought a dress last night. She said, there's some change left over. I said, keep it. She said, no, I give it back to Mike. And she said, no. And then she said, then I figured out a way out of it because I paid for all the crap. She paid for the crap on the show last week, all the food stuff.
Oh, wow.
She went out and got it. And
I'll give you back your money.
And I said to her,
no.
As always, that I would...
That's not what I'm talking about. I was curious whether you had any money left over for the
dress.
No, here's why she looked at me. She does have money left over. She went out last week and bought, like, the cow urine, not the...
coon urine.
The coon urine and all that
stuff.
Okay. So she spent, like, $100 on it. I said to her, bring me the receipt, and I'll reimburse you.
Right.
So as it turns out, the amount that she needs to be reimbursed is about the same as the amount that she has left over from buying the dress.
Then don't worry about
it. So I said to her while she was looking at me, I just said, and I said this behind your back, I said, hey,
not
this will
really,
be...
Though. I mean, I did say
behind your back. I said, hey, this will be one time Mike will pay for something. I said, Mike will just take the money from the dress and apply it to the foodstuffs that we bought.
Okay, that's no problem at all.
So that's... Is that why you were looking at me?
Yeah, because it's not, you know, it wasn't, I just do what I'm told.
Maybe you can exchange.
Except for the salmon dress.
Buzz, you're right. She can exchange. Take the other one and get whatever you want with that. Exchange it for another one. I got the receipt.
Another nice dress.
All right.
Well, then I owe you money now.
No,
you don't.
No.
Can I get, like, a little stewardess-looking outfit or something?
You can get whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, baby. Sure. Go crazy.
I'll chip in,
and
too.
It doesn't have to be a dress.
I like that. I think it's a good cause.
It does. It's all about self-esteem, you know.
Could it be lingerie?
Is hot pants
I have lingerie.
There you go.
We see your underpants.
Get whatever you want. Get get something.
Wow, you did good.
Yeah.
How much did he spend?
$70. That's good.
That's a good buy.
Dresses are expensive.
It's a beautiful dress.
That's nice.
Thank
and if I'd had more time, because I was lazy and I was lying around all day, I could say, you know, I was doing 17 other things. No, I just was super lazy watching TV on a rainy day and didn't get out of the house until late. If I'd had more time, you know, you'll be surprised.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Did your daughter, Jennifer, did she see you in the dress?
Yeah.
Has she ever seen you in a dress?
Yeah.
She's 19.
Yeah.
When's the last time she saw you in a dress?
At a bridal show.
How long ago?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Oh, boy.
Well, you got something.
I've been sick.
Coming up there.
Well, but get something fun.
I will.
Yeah. And something, you know, feminine.
Get a tickler.
They don't sell those at Heck.
Get a nice bustier.
You know,
I actually, that's what I was going to do. I needed, you know, my...
Yeah, but get whatever you need.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. They're good, but I need to bring them up.
Okay, we're going to go into a whole new area of the show if you're going to be touching yourself while you're in here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Have fun.
But
okay. Thanks, Mike.
I mean, I didn't pick out anything to embarrass you or to do anything. I really got in there and I said, you know, I'm going to get her something that I think she might dig, and that's why I bought that.
But when your hands were there and you said they're fine, right. But yeah. They just need, what you do?
Well, because of the way this is, you know, the way that it is, it just, I wanted something to.
And I'm going to start dressing
up. When you say the
like
way.
Like an elevator.
Hold on. When you say the way it is, are you talking about your boobs?
The way that the dress is cut.
The way the dress, what's wrong with the way the dress is cut is...
Just the neckline.
She was hoping for something more flattering in that way, right?
Okay.
No, I think it's, I just think it would have looked better.
More uplifting, did
right.
I hear you
yeah.
say?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just would have looked better.
Uh-huh. All right. Although it looks great, honestly.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to start dressing up myself. I have an announcement to make. I am down 10 pounds.
Hey,
10 pounds. I only lost a pound last week. Don, I think either on the air or off the air, you had said to me, I don't know whether it was on the air or not, so now this will be said, you can still lose the weight when you're out there, you know, partying, yeah. And I think I overdid it in that department last week, and I think that's why I only lost 1 pound, and so, you know, now it's modify that a little bit and back off of that and see if I can continue knocking off about 2 pounds a week.
I do this not to bust your balls, but only, so what is your current weight?
Current weight is, I was 296, it was as fat as I've ever been in my life. I'm down to 286 right now. 296.5 down to 286.5.
There you go.
But I mean, I 10 pounds.
Start.
I take another 10 pounds off, and I'll be back to like where I was the last time I started to lose weight. So
good for you, Mike.
I have a long, long way to go, and you have to look at it that way. You really
good
do.
Good start, though.
It's good you're talking about it, too. That's why I mentioned it. You keep talking about it every week. That's good motivation for
it
you.
It is. It is. It's the only way to really. It worked one other time. We've been together for 20 years, but it worked another time when I was doing another program, and that is a motivator to know that you got to come in here. And if I happen not to mention it 1 week, you know, you still ask me. I'm giving you full free reign to do that because you know, who knows? I mean, in any diet program, there are going to be the weeks where you don't lose anything.
Do you think that Beth Ann? And congratulations on that, but I'm still fixated.
10 pounds is a good number.
It's significant.
It's the start. It's the beginning.
I just want to point out that while we were talking to her, that she did that thing where she went like this on her boobs.
Her hands on her
chest. Said, these are real nice, but they just need to be here.
Yeah, she wants to lift them up. Right.
Right.
That's
so,
not uncommon.
So is that a bra issue? That would not be a...
It can be. It can be the thing we were talking about yesterday.
A bra. It could be a bustier. It
might need a fitting.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Sorry.
We've never used Beth Ann as our sex kitten.
Yeah.
She's always just been the very nose to the grindstone.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, schoolmarm type.
I like this. I could see myself doing this again.
Hello.
Going shopping for BA.
You're on the air.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Buzz.
Hi.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Just heard Beth Ann yell out. To Ross' comment about lingerie, that she has lingerie.
Yes.
Based on her previous information she's disclosed about her personal life, why?
Oh, now that's not nice.
Well, no, wait, because she doesn't have sex? That doesn't mean she doesn't need underpants.
Right.
Doesn't mean she doesn't like to feel sexy.
Yes, of course. Now she's coming back.
Here she is.
No, women don't wear lingerie just for you guys.
Now you got
this look works.
Now you've got your Tina Fey glasses on, which really help.
Yeah.
That really helps your look.
The whole thing looks.
Yeah.
Actually, it does work.
You know what? You lingerie for other reasons.
Only one thing. You could use a little accessory, like a little necklace or something like that.
You know, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about sleeping with you.
She runs to the studio. It had to happen.
I was
printed out of here.
I was just the first guy to say it. Everybody was thinking.
You right. Bet we were.
Yeah. I mean, you work with a woman for a year, you never see her in a dress, and then puts on the Tina Fey glasses with the dress.
Yeah, I tell you, that's all it took.
Hope you're listening, Frida. Watch out. I finally have met that other woman.
Sure.
She was here the whole time.
The black and yellow, like a little bumblebee.
And my wife, listen, let me tell you just something about this. Ed Buzz, you are going to be particularly interested in this.
All right, I'm here.
That with my wife... She has her areas. She's
amen.
Speaking of, she sure does.
Right.
And I'd like to get a passport to go back to those areas because for whatever
you can't get
reason,
a visa.
Yeah, I'm like persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Roman Polanski trying to get back into the U.S. Trying to
they
get
won't
back.
Let you in.
No, they know.
They're stopping you at the border.
No, checking my ID and everything.
Those borders have been secured.
So she has areas.
Here's what's important to my wife: the area of the house. She has a room that used to be a guest room, which has now been turned into, for lack of a better title, her shoe room.
Right.
Lots of broads have this now. She has just a wall where there are shelves and just all of the goddamn shoes, mm-hmm. all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine with me. I'm all for this. Because, you know, basically we have separate bathrooms now. And after you've been married for a long time, that's the great.
That is good.
When you don't have to pretend with anybody else, you know, I love you so much, I want to shower and crap.
Right.
So she's got her own bathroom by her shoe room. The problem is, for whatever reason, she's really pissed the cat off, pun intended, because the cat is only going to the bathroom on the shag carpeting in the shoe room.
That's mm-hmm. a statement.
So, the cat is mad.
It's what cats do, and that's why, really,
here's,
I mean, it would be better. We'd all be better off without cats, period.
No, that's not
true.
I don't even want you enjoy entering this conversation, because I know how you feel about cats.
Well, I'm just stating facts.
Normally, my wife, who has a heart of gold, and really loves animals, loves nature,
yeah.
loves all that find-out-about-yourself crap every goddamn time.
Good luck if you ever decide to sell that house.
Self-help, animal help, whatever it is. Help women in need. She does it all.
Mm-hmm. And it's not in the middle, is it? It's in the corners, isn't it? It's in the corners where it seeps down into the wood underneath the carpeting so you can't sell your house.
This is an animal that she loves, our cat Furball. We've
right.
had this cat since. Mike, when did the Redskins win the last Super Bowl?
92?
With Rip. 92?
Was it 92?
We got this cat from Mark Rippon, who was the quarterback of the Redskins.
Was it 92? I have no idea. I just
it was
that
early
out.
90s. We've had this cat at least 13 or 14 years.
Male or female?
Female. Her name is Furball.
All right.
She says to me today, Frida says, the cat that she loves, the animal lover that
yeah,
she is,
right,
the,
right.
you know, the Mother Earth type that she
yes,
is.
Yes, yeah.
She said, you know, that cat keeps peeing in my shoe room.
Mm-hmm.
And as she put notes up on the door now for the cleaning gypsies in Spanish, you know, saying don't open the door. And I said to her, why don't we just shut the door? And here was her answer.
Uh-huh.
She said, I think it's time that we just get rid of the cat. Now,
that's shocking. But finally, some wisdom.
Now I know she was not thinking what Mike thinks. Just put the cat in a hefty bag and drive out on the side of the road and throw it out the window.
No, I wouldn't do it like that at all.
Here's her thought.
Mine is much more elaborate. It involves a lawnmower.
Not Buzz and Marcia, who have offered to adopt our cat many times when Frida's complained about it. She said, "Let's let Bart have the cat down at college," and I said, "You're sending that cat." To a death sentence
mm-hmm.
because my kid is 20. He's going to be a junior in college. Mm-hmm. He's just got his own place down there. He's getting set. He's calling us with the dumbest questions in the world.
Of course.
You know,
how old is the cat?
13. And I know the cats are low. I know cats are low maintenance, but here's what I picture with my kid.
Because, that's funny. So that's funny when you just casually release that falsehood out into the world. cats are low maintenance.
No, it's true. They really are.
I picture the cat being there in the apartment that my son's got down there, and that he, you know, goes on a road trip with his friend. He got a couple of days off work or something. Goes on a road trip, come back, and you know, we got like the kitty is all. You know, like, you know, frozen like the other cat was that we had that was dead. That got all stiff and was out in the backyard.
On a fence.
And just like, just laying there. Like,
right.
like rigor mortis had set in.
That's what had happened.
Yes. And I
lived a good full life, though, the other cat, right?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Boo-Boo?
Boo-Boo.
Yeah. Our cat Boo-Boo, yeah.
Cat that you found out in the backyard?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm concerned about the cat, so, and I only bring it up to ask Buzz if you were interested in taking in the cat.
You know, I just adopted a new cat, and I have two, and really that's plenty. So we no longer have an opening at
what
the
about
end.
What about the thousands? You just want to kill it and eat it. What about the thousands of times your wife has said
that there was a period of time where we knew we were going to lose Gracie, and then Gracie eventually did pass away. And there was a period of time we only had one cat, but now we're back up to two and really not looking for a cat right now.
Don't you live near a stream or river?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I bet this is her. Hello.
Medieval style.
Canvas.
Hello.
Bag, big rock.
Absolutely. It works best when you do that with another cat.
Good luck getting two cats in a bag.
No, but no, that's the whole idea. You get two younger cats, put them in a bag together.
It's like trying to...
Watch the fun, seriously.
Like pushing a cat in a toilet. You can't do it.
No, you...
Yes,
have you
can.
Ever heard about that? You take the cat... You hang it over a clothes hanger, and you put two cats in a bag, and you just watch the fun.
And then you throw them in the river?
I've only seen that in cartoons.
ASPCA.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara.
Hello. You know, is this my dream girl? She keeps trying to call. Hello?
That's Selleck.
No, sweetie. I reached out with Art.
You know, your phone sucks. I can't hear you, baby.
It's all tinny.
Hello? I hate that with phones. I hate that when you got somebody on the phone and like they're going on like you could like you can hear them this clearly. But
right.
Really what you're hearing is
and it's always something you know where all right, the treasure is located kind of by it.
The cure for cancer is
what did the guy say? Well the ratings came out today and he said they So, what do you think? I got to go. Click.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, so frustrating.
Come on, call back, Mother of the Year.
I'm just kidding about all that cat stuff. I really don't mean it at all. In fact, I think cats cats can actually be quite nice occasionally.
Hey,
so
listen,
I'd be happy to take the cat.
Shut up. I don't want the cat to die. I love the cat.
I know cats don't like to wear hats. Even if they're the right size, they hate it.
Yeah, but there are ways of making those hats stay on.
What about the cat in the hat, though?
He was sort of an aberration.
That's a cool cat.
Those are the cats I like, the cartoon cats.
Right. On a mic show.
Ever put scotch tape on a cat's paw?
What about?
That's great.
How's it?
Hey, there's our first how's it of the day.
Right.
Hey, was it Mike talking about he's lost 10 pounds now?
Yes, sir.
He has.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
There was a story, one of the Oklahoma local news deals about a guy, chiropractor has come out with an ear piercing. It's a stainless steel. It's like, he's calling it a staple.
Uh-huh.
And he has stapled it to the inner ear of some of his clients. And one lady in she's worn it for over a year.
Crackpot.
100 pounds.
I've heard 100 of this.
Pounds? I've never heard of that.
Crackpot.
It's like acupuncture, actually.
Yeah.
You mean they've actually, they put a metal
staple in your ear.
In the inner ear?
People lose, not medically the inner ear. He just means just inside the ear. He doesn't mean in the inner ear.
And the staple, it's an appetite suppressant?
Apparently, right. That's the effect it has according to acupuncturists.
Okay. What?
Lucky lady on line 7.
All right, hold on a second, Mike. I'll leave that guy on hold. Just 1 second. If you want to talk about it,
got my acupuncture. I'm doing my thing.
Hello?
Hey, you. Bart would like to have football.
Listen, that kid can't change his underwear. I mean, I love him.
Yeah, but cats aren't needy. They just need to be fed, and that's about it.
Yeah, they are low maintenance.
Yes, they are low maintenance, but here's the thing. I'm imagining days and days of not being fed, of the water not being changed.
No.
I mean, I worry about that cat now.
There's a toilet there.
Listen to you. You heartless.
Can you imagine, if that cat did have an accident in Bart's place, you'd never know.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
You are like Mother Earth with all things, except when the cat really starts taking a leak in your shoe room, that's when you decide, well, screw all the stuff you've been talking about, Mother Earth.
If the cat's doing that, the cat's going to do that when the cat goes down with your son. Is there a security deposit on the place that he lives in?
The place is in South Carolina. The place he's living in is not the Ritz.
Furball will just share my son's litter box.
Yeah. That's just making a statement.
Which is just known as my son's apartment.
And Bart was saying, well, why would you want to send Furball to Clemson? I said, don't you know that's where mommy sends all things when she gets mad at them?
Let me explain why the cat is doing that in your shroom. Cats do this on purpose.
Yeah.
They do this because they don't have some little mouse to frolic with and kill slowly. So what they want to do is torture the human beings.
Here's the thing. My wife gives the cat no attention.
That's it. That's what the cat's saying.
The cat is, and this is a sad state of affairs in our house, when I'm the most affectionate person, when I'm the one that lays down on the floor with the cat.
Like the cat's, I'm sure, going out to the Hallmark store on every major occasion buying a car.
My cat's. All I know is I get this all the time. I get that. That sound that says, that's right, Daddy. I'm happy.
The question is, what have you been doing wrong that pissed her off in my showroom?
What have you been doing?
If you're her lover, what did you do to make her mad?
She's not mad at me. She's not mad at me.
If the cat's not getting attention from you, Frida, then the cat knows that the shoe room is yours and is punishing you by.
The cat's only going where you are smelling, where your scent is.
What you are saying to me, my darling, is that I never give the cat attention, and she has never done this before.
I don't
think it's something new.
I don't think it's a Frida issue. I think it's an issue with the footwear.
Hold on.
The cat is mad because the cat can't wear shoes.
Hold on. Maybe the cat hates your mom living with us.
Ooh, that might be. Is it recent? Is that what it
coincides? Maybe the cat's jealous of mom. That, yeah, that might be.
Is that what it coincides with?
I guess we'll have to get rid of your mom then.
Send Big Frida to Clemson.
I think we'll have to send your mom down to college with my kid. All right. Thank you.
Mom's in the car with me, and Mom said she'd like it if you roll around on the floor with her.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
There you go. Yeah. Message received.
I tell you what, you give your mom this message.
Yeah.
The moment that she figures out that real complicated on-off button on the TV,
yeah,
I'll roll around on the floor with her.
See, I'm like a cat. I bet your mother-in-law gives affection.
Well,
see, with a cat, you have to seek it out.
Oh, my mother-in-law.
No.
Would I love to have a kitty bath from her?
Oh, dear. Oh, now you're old.
And I picked up the coffee because you're not used to sharing. I've just bought two more things of coffee for you.
You shut up with that. I mean, I'm not supposed to eat. The other day I said on the air that my mother-in-law startled me. And then Frida said to me, don't say that. You hurt mom's feelings.
Oh,
you know, and I didn't mean to hurt your mom's feelings.
No, of course not.
But as long as you brought it up, I'll bring it up. I don't know what it is with senior citizens, but she drinks more coffee than goddamn Juan Valdez. I'm serious. I have one, perhaps two cups a day, and I got this big-ass container of beans, and I go down there, and I mean, she's a sweet 81-year-old woman, and I love her, but where's the third leg? Because I go down today, and again, no coffee beans!
And comparatively, how much coffee is the cat drinking?
None.
Maybe that's why the cat has a problem up in the shoe room.
And if your mom, and boy, turn the radio down so she doesn't hear this, I love her, but if she ever learns, all you do on the Toshiba TV is turn on the button that says on. That's all you do. You don't change the channel from there. I've almost daily I come downstairs and she says either something's wrong with the coffee machine or she goes, I can't seem to get Regis and Kelly on the TV.
You're saying she's going through coffee beans. Does that mean she's making real strong stuff?
We've got the grinder, you know, that we put in the machine in it.
Big Daddy, my grandfather drinks a lot of coffee, too. I think there's, like, subliminal Folgers messages during Matlock. And they just can't satisfy them.
Have another cup.
Isn't it good to feel like the mechanical one in the house, my sugar bear? You're not used to that title.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. I love that. I love being mechanical, going out there every day and saying to your mom, like she's a retard, now, remember, the red button is on, and then when you hit that, and I know that pisses your mom off.
Have you had her coffee? Has she made you coffee?
Well, it's all the same coffee.
But she's made it?
No, I mean, it's...
Your mother-in-law, has she made the coffee yet?
No, because it's a machine.
Okay. Complicated.
It's like one of those fancy machines.
So she hasn't mastered that yet.
No, there's not a lot to master. There's a little light that says add water.
Yeah.
There's another light that says you got to take out the grounds.
Right.
I mean, it's a thing. You push one button, and the thing turns on, and you get coffee.
No, I just wonder, with all the coffee she's drinking, if she's ever made you a cup. You know, and I guess you're the coffee maker.
No.
I'm going.
Oh, that cell phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's a cloudy day. They don't work as well when it's cloudy.
Boy, I hope I didn't say anything to piss my mother-in-law off. If you're listening, I love you.
Of course you
do. Oh, brother.
She's gone.
Okay.
Now, this all started with the cat.
Yeah, I know.
Cats don't give, they take.
I got to give that cat away.
That's why they take baby's breath away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, just wanted to I'll let you know you got some serious huevos, man. Letting your wife know her cell phone sucks.
Pardon me, sir?
I just want to let you know it takes some huevos to tell your wife that
her
cell phone sucks.
Okay, so you are trying to intimidate that I'm whipped? I mean, you're
intimate.
Like... Yeah, thank you, Mike. You are saying something that's so obvious, you know.
Has your mother-in-law ever made you coffee and brought it to you in bed?
That's private.
Has she ever poured you a cup? You don't have to answer that, Tom.
That's private. I supply the cream.
Oh.
Black coffee.
In bed.
Let's get back to you, sir.
No, the Huevos. I think you got Huevos telling your wife that her cell phone's
on. I don't get that.
I'll tell you, our show is en fuego.
So you're trying to be...
amigo.
You're trying to be sarcastic?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I think it takes some serious balls to say that.
So you've actually, like, criticized your wife's cell phone and gotten crap for it?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're worse off than me, dude.
Yeah. I recommend drinking heavily.
All right, well, then I'm sorry about that.
And get a cat.
Sorry about that.
It's just a legitimate... Hey, it's a compliment.
Jesus Christ.
So defensive.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, speaking of senior citizens, do you see Phil Spector's hair?
Oh, my God. Listen, everybody, this is on our website today. If you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, there's really nothing to say about Phil Spector. I mean, who cares if he killed that chick or not in Los Angeles, but... Look at it. Look at his hair. Here's all I got to
tell you. The first thing I saw, as bad as it looked, I said, well, it looks real.
Yeah,
it looks like it really is his hair.
Gotta be. No, but here's what you got to say to Phil Spector. Dude, cornrow that thing. Because he looks like, it's like Ben Wallace. I mean, he's got, it's like Jeff Lynn from ELO.
I think he's bald, though.
Bob Dylan, actually. You do think you think that's a
real hair? That looks like real hair.
Well, it does look real, but that's what he shoots
for. Why would they sell a wig that thin? I mean, he does like, it's sort of bald in.
Maybe, right, thank you, my friend. He's grown it way out, because that's a lot of hair.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Phil Spector's picture is up at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And that guy mentioned Dylan, and I wanted to say one thing I saw on 60 Minutes. One of those, or 60 Minutes, who they did the thing with Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Because he's whoring out his new record.
Yeah.
Exactly when did Bruce Springsteen turn into Bob Dylan?
Oh, he's been Bob Dylan for a long time.
But he's been in and out of it. I mean, like,
Nebraska.
He's had the Nebraska album, but now they showed some snippets of this tour that he's on. He's doing, like, even the old songs.
Yeah.
He's doing I'm on Fire, which is kind of an acoustic thing, but still it's got that, you got a burning fire. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like, yeah, you got a burning fire.
Oh, you mean his actual singing style?
Yes.
Wow.
That he is sounding more like Bob Dylan, and we got to get a copy of his new record.
Right.
Because it's not just this stuff that I saw on the special, it's on his record.
Might be the aging process, you know? I mean, that's what kind of happens. John Norman has come in here with a thought.
Hi, Johnny. I think the one, the concert you're referring to is probably that, was it the Storytellers they did on VH1?
Yeah.
It was bad. I noticed it there, too. He was just, I mean, everything came out all garbled.
Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm on fire. And you know what kills any performance for me?
What?
Even if it's someone as great like as Bob Dylan was, I guess, at one time, or Huey Lewis, or even Stevie Wonder, when I see them coming out with that thing that looks like... The thing that I had to wear, the
retainer,
for braces, you know,
that
big gigantic thing. When they come out with that, that tells me this is going to suck.
Because one man band,
right? And you know the type.
Well, that's really what Dylan. That was Dylan's whole thing. Man.
And you know the type of retainer I'm talking about, the one that the nerds used to have in school. Yeah. I mean, the real nerds that would have the black kind of mesh on the back, and then almost like a football face mask in front.
Yeah, to stabilize the choppers.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw Bruce Springsteen with that thing. I was like, oh, forget it. Yeah.
So you think he's turning into Dylan?
Forget it. Yeah. You're going to sing like Bob Dylan. You're going to play the goddamn harmonica. How about Born in the USA? How about Born to Run?
Well, since Born in the USA. Born in the USA.
I'm telling you. I think, hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, Beth Ann said that our daughter was 19.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how old is she?
Beth Ann is 29.
Laugh if you will. What's so funny? The doctors didn't laugh when she was born.
I don't get the joke.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. She got knocked up at 9. She had the baby at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Anne Marie. And Phil Spector is not bald.
Phil Spector is not bald.
No, I know him, and he's not bald.
You know him. How do you know him?
He lives near me.
He lives near you?
Yeah.
Is this Sexy Anne Marie?
No.
Remember Sexy Anne Marie?
From SexyAnneMarie.com.
Yeah, right.
No. This is a child, I believe.
Whatever.
No, hold, this is not a girl. I mean, this is not a little girl. How old are you, honey?
I'm 14.
Oh. How do you know Phil Spector?
I don't know. I just do.
Met him at a bar.
He buzzed. Way to go. I thought we were talking like to a grown-up. I didn't realize. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And about the shopping thing before?
What's it called?
I just bought 14 dresses, and I only wore dresses. And my parents gave me a credit card because I got good grades.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I wasn't. And everybody should always wear dresses.
Okay, and honey, you should keep your legs crossed for the next 4 years.
Amen. How about longer than that?
Okay, thank you. Be a good girl now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I'm glad Mr. Burbank was able to identify you were a minor right away. Oh, thank you for that, Buzz. That's a handy talent.
It's what I'm here for.
And do stay away from Mr. Spector.
Yeah, Mr. Spector's a bad man.
I think he's at least balding.
That's a crazy kid. I bet that kid wears a lot of black. If she's 14 and she's into Phil Spector, she's got to be gothed all the way.
If she's goth, she's doing it with goth dresses exclusively. Mm-hmm.
I love Pat Goth.
Okay, shut up, you
super.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa, very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful? I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Young man, single and free.
Are you part of this BA?
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A., there's pieces new scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
Isn't that giving something back to the game?
Right, B.A.
If B.A. finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
Amen.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Put in the want ads for B.A.
Yeah, I've always given you 100%.
Yeah, that dress?
B.A.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, hey, and I was. Did they mention the fact that Ernest Bass died?
Remember? Okay. Friend. Wow. Friend indeed.
He gone?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, it's too bad.
It was us, and yes. We done knowed that.
We done knowed it yesterday.
But thanks for the holler. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for hollering at us.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
John,
turn down your radio, please.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Robin Amber, America's most hated reality couple, are getting married tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I was debating whether Beth Ann should tape that or not for us, and I think so because thank you for the call.
It's not really.
Wait.
There's more.
She's got her garter belt's supposed to be a ball gag.
See, the thing is, this guy's on a phone. If I turn our microphone, we're going to get this sound on this guy's phone.
Right.
That's why I had to say thank you for the call.
Right. Ball gag.
It's
not really up against anything tonight. No. I mean, it's after American Idol.
I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, you're right, House.
Right.
But originally, though, the thought was that CBS was going to throw it on tomorrow night against the finale of American Idol. Because it's on tonight, it's only on against, like, that Donald Trump bad movie.
And now the Contender's on tonight also.
Yeah, but nobody watches the Contender.
Even though it's the finale, though, and it is a live boxing match, I was looking
at
look at that.
Not a chance. Right. I bet I end up logging some time with that Robin Amber.
I saw it because it's right after American Idol.
And everybody hates him so much, it would be good to get that tape and goof on it tomorrow.
Now, why wouldn't CBS, or Fox, I should say, why would they not have counter-programmed and put American Idol on at 9 o'clock?
It's regular Tuesday night time. It's 8 o'clock.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
That's the regular time. The results show is on at 9.
Well, you know, it looks like a good move by CBS, believe it or not.
It's up against Brittany and Kevin Chaotic.
I don't know. We'll see.
If you're on UPN.
Oh, we got to tape that one, too. Oh, and American Idol. I was telling Robbie today that I heard something. I don't like knowing, like on tonight's episode, what they're going to sing. But being as I know, I'll tell you.
All right.
Bo Bice's song that he has selected. Here's the deal. This is what is bad.
Are they both singing two?
They sing three.
Three.
They sing one that they get to select, one that will be the A side for the single, no matter who wins, and one that would be the B side, meaning he'll have a different B side than she will.
Okay.
So they'll both be singing two songs we've never heard before.
Uh-huh.
The one that he's going to sing that's his choice is Vehicle by Ides of March, which he's done before. And she's going to bring out some Martina McBride song. That I've never heard of before, but I guess she sang before.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to see tonight. Three songs
from
each
of them. There's still the chance of an upset. You never know. I mean, but I would think that Bo would have to really stumble for that to happen.
Yeah, Bob Ice is the big winner.
They're talking about his, you know, he's got the charisma and she's got the voice. I'm not sure that's true. I think Bob Ice has a pretty decent voice.
Yesterday I mentioned I really think he's got a voice like David Clayton Thomas.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. You're very unique.
Or one of the many singers for the supergroup Chicago. I mean, he's got that type of voice. You put that arrangement behind him.
Early Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Not the Peter Cetera Chicago.
Not at the very end of Peter Cetera.
Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Well, that was when Chicago was still good when that song came out.
That's when they were making the transition, though, to all Peter Cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play it all the time. You play the early incarnation of Chicago that is just so...
But then they came out of that a little bit and tried to go back to what they used to do.
Right.
I've been to see them a bunch of times. They don't play at... Chicago doesn't play like at... what's that piece of crap Hart's at?
Humphreys. They'd never show up in Humphreys.
Now, Chicago, I take it back. Chicago, I think, like the biggest venue. I saw them at Wolf Trap last summer.
Yeah, in Hershey Park. They go up to Hershey Park. No, but Aerosmith plays Hershey Park.
Touche on Hershey Park.
Big venue.
Like every other year, Chicago...
King's Dominion. Chicago has played King's Dominion also.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurts.
That hurts. Now, you know what? That... On my flawed scale, that's worse than playing at Hollywood at the Hamptons or whatever.
Humphreys. Yeah. How could you forget Humphreys?
And that's a huge venue, actually.
At King's Dominion.
Sure. What, right by the roller coaster?
No, they actually have their own amphitheater, but it does sound cheesy.
More when you're playing at King's Dominion. They've had big acts down there. Yeah.
$5 additional with park admission.
King's Dominion.
If you go to Don and Mike's website, you'll see this photo. Someone already called us about it. It's Phil Spector.
Wow.
I mean, he's the legendary Wall of Sound guy from rock and roll.
And if you're on trial for your life for murder, you want to create that look. Clown. He looks like the things from Cat in the Hat.
It looks like Don King if Don King was white and had some real bad eating disorder.
If that is a wig, then more power to him. But I think that's real hair.
If that's a wig, he's got to shoot the guy that sold him the wig.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Phil Spector. Phil Spector in his, it's Rob's favorite, it's Phil Spector.
Hey!
No, it's Phil Spector, his movie hairstyle. It's on our website.
Right. I still think he's balding, at least partially.
Mm-hmm. We'll also have a link on our site to the Paris Hilton ad, the one for Carl's Jr.
I can't stop watching
it. Yeah, and those asshats at the Parents Television Council.
Oh, yes.
They're getting into this, and Carl's Jr. is loving this. They're saying they should cancel the commercial, and Carl's Jr., which is the greatest hamburger chain in the world, it's out on the West Coast, but they should be everywhere. They're so friggin' good.
Right.
They've come out with a statement that said, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe there's something.
Well, maybe they're right.
Maybe there's something to this. Why don't we offer up the commercial on a special link on the internet?
Yes.
So in case you live somewhere where you don't see it on TV, meanwhile, Carl's Jr. is not pulling the ad.
No.
What
any
they're doing,
ad is nothing.
What Carl is doing, as I like calling him, I don't know if it's Junior or Senior.
Carl Hardy.
Carl is saying, because it's Hardy's.
It is married to Hardy's, but how come Hardy's is nothing like Carl's Jr.?
I don't know. I guess they're carrying the same sandwiches. Now they're running the same ads. I don't know.
They have... as long as you're getting the differences. At Hardee's, you have thick burgers.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have those at Carl's Jr.
The whole thing, when you actually hit me to Carl's Jr. when we were out in L.A. one time, it's the speed, it's the quality of the burger you get. It's a little different than they have right now. I've watched the ad a dozen times, and that burger looks really good.
Well, you can see the ad. We'll have the link today, DonandMikeWebsite.com. The Racy commercial will have a link, so if you have not seen this ad on TV in California, it's great. With Paris Hilton, who incidentally wants everybody to know, really, she's not dumb. She's just pretending it. Hold on, TV shows. You know, we get these things all the time, these PR things about what the latest TV show craze, the reality show. We got this from the Sundance Channel. They wanted to know if we wanted to talk to the producer of their brand new show called Transgeneration. It will track the lives of four college students who are getting sex change operations.
Wow.
That'll be on in September.
That's eerie.
Yeah.
And that's on the Sundance Channel?
On Sundance. Mm. Right. U2, everybody likes U2, right? Everybody likes that album.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Okay, they did the iPod thing, and they've commercialized.
Yeah.
But now Bono is saying that this is where he draws the line in the sand.
Hmm.
That someone wanted to use the song Where the Streets Have No Name
right.
in a commercial, and they were going to pay them $23 million.
Ooh.
Bono says, we almost did it. We sat down. I know what that kind of money can buy.
Yeah.
It was hard to walk away from it, but we're not going to do it.
Huh.
If the show's a little off and there's a hole, there's one song that we can guarantee. No. Here's the quote. He's not going to do it.
Not going to sell his song for
he's
the
not
going
to sell the song.
Right.
But he's not going to sell the song because he has high morals about commercializing himself.
That's not the reason?
The reason is that it's such a special song.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if we do a show and we don't do that song, things don't go well.
Okay.
That song, Where the Streets Have No Name,
yeah.
It's the one song that I can guarantee God will walk through the room as soon as I play it.
I think I know what he's saying.
Pretty good.
What the hell is he saying?
He's saying what he's saying. It's probably the one song that means the most to him. And when they're performing live, it's the one song that probably inspires him the most and inspires the band.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they get the best vibe from the audience.
He was saying, God, that's like God's favorite song.
Maybe. If he's saying it, what it sounds to me like is the song is so special for performing live that they don't want to pop it on a commercial.
I thought God would have been a fan of Vertigo.
I think he likes them all.
You think God is a fan of the A Boy album? Or
right.
The Boy, whatever they call it. A Boy.
Zooropa. He likes Zooropa.
A Boy. Hey, I was a fan of Zooropa.
Yeah.
That album gets trashed all the time. I liked a lot of stuff on that Zootopia.
I think that's probably what he meant. I mean, you know, it's Bono, so he says weird stuff all the time. But the bottom line is he didn't sell out on this particular... But they've sold out on other songs,
sure.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, their latest album is all over commercial.
Right? Yeah. Hi, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, just say something good about Hershey or about the Rolling Stones, that the Rolling Stones are playing there.
Hey, you know what? Everybody plays Hershey Park.
Are the Stones playing Hershey Park?
Hershey Park is a major rock venue now.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Aerosmith played it last year.
Okay, but it's Aerosmith.
I mean, Aerosmith plays the big rooms.
No, I agree. Aerosmith is big, but hold on. Has Kiss played Hershey Park?
Sure.
Yeah, last year.
Hershey's Kisses. Hershey Park is a huge...
I take it back then.
I mean, it really, you've got... They come to town, if they're doing... They'll usually do, like, a Nissan Pavilion, and they'll do Hershey Park.
Why do they do Hershey Park?
Because that's
a sucky amusement park.
Yeah, but it's a great venue.
Yeah, they play them, in the stadium. They have a stadium there that
there's a stadium where they play right next to the park.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
Right.
Well, whatever.
Right Charlie Watts needs the park, yeah.
Charlie Watts needs the chocolate.
You got Stones in my Hershey's. You got Hershey's in my Stones. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Nick and I are going to go on a roller coaster and play a gig.
We will see you there.
I'd like to tour the chocolate factory.
Oh, Corey Clark, the guy from American Idol who banged Paula Abdul. Here's his latest thing he's throwing out there. His latest. Piece of garbage, allegedly garbage. Ryan Seacrest is on Jay Leno,
right?
And Ryan Seacrest is defending Paula Abdul,
mm-hmm.
and then this guy Corey says, I'm going to quote him here, because of that, because he went on Jay Leno, I've got to be honest about him. He was doing things with Simon.
Oh, this guy is full of it.
So, this is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Beth Ann about this. She sends an email to Fox, you know, and we got back the following email from Fox. It is obviously a mass email from Simon, Paula, and Randy Jackson. The email statement says, we've all slept with Ryan, but we confirm he's not gay. Okay?
You know, this Corey Clark guy, it gets thicker and thicker.
I need Star Wars music for 1 second, Robbie, here, because there's a Star Wars story every single day, but this one is simply the best one.
Wow.
It's a feel-good.
You got it?
Yeah.
We got it on a cartridge.
Don't you want it in sparkling stereophonic?
Oh, come on. Boy, time is of the essence.
Boy.
Boy.
The machine, boy.
Boy, time is of the essence. You go for the compact disc, boy.
Listen to that, though, huh?
Spectacular, boy.
Phenomenal sound.
Okay, now I got to do the comparison. Here's the tape.
All right. Not as good. Yeah, but you're not going to be able to tell.
Yes, I will.
That's pretty spectacular, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play them both and see if you can tell which is which.
All right.
I can let it get in a bit so you want to...
You
going to
maintain the levels?
Yeah, I'll play them both at the exact same level. Let's see. Mike, which one is this?
That is the CD.
Which one is this?
No, that's the CD.
No, that's the tape. That's the CD. CD, same
level.
All right,
do it again.
Okay. Now, it's like, do I miss a, do you want me to tell you in advance?
No, no. Just I'll tell you what I think.
Random, right. All right, which one is this?
That's the tape.
That's the CD. Am I lying?
Wow.
Here's the tape. That's the tape.
Yeah.
What, both together?
Yeah.
But they're not synced up.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's the CD tape.
That's correct.
That's it.
Anyway, hold on a second. This is just a great Star Wars story. Jedi fans, Gasoline Inferno. Two Star Wars fans suffered horrific burns.
Oh, damn.
In a mock battle with their homemade lightsabers filled with gasoline.
Oh, my God.
Shelley Manville, 17, Mac Webb, 20, made the weapons with fluorescent light tubes. They filled them with gasoline and dishwashing liquid to act out a Jedi Knight fight scene. They then lit the liquid to illuminate the makeshift toys. It exploded, covering them in the burning mixture.
Oh, no.
Firefighters discovered that they had serious burns after being called in to the Woodland area on Sunday. Police were studying a video camera found at the scene. It was thought that a third person was taping the duel.
Who ran away?
The person fled in horror when the disaster happened.
Oh, dear.
A local who visited the scene said, "You could see two fluorescent light tubes on the ground next to a badly burned area. The plan was probably to film what happened and submit it to one of those Star Wars-type TV shows."
Oh, God.
Police are waiting to interview both people. They're in critical condition.
Oh,
hi.
Wow.
At the Black Knight.
Yeah. So they really got it.
It's a Star Wars update for
that
you.
That was mighty stupid.
There you go. That's good.
And fill a tube with gasoline and dishwasher liquid. So it'll be nice and sticky.
And
yeah, so make your own little napalm.
It's like that. It's exactly like napalm because it's like gasoline, fire,
yes.
Whoosh, but then...
And then it sticks to
the dishwashing
you.
Stuff.
Oh, my God.
Sticky, just like napalm.
Had to be taken to a hospital 2 parsecs away.
Oh, God.
And it is such a bad idea on every level because even if it had lit up, is there anything more fragile than a fluorescent light tube? You can't have it.
As soon as you made contact, it would explode.
They're idiots.
We're going to make it up to those two people. We're going to send them 2 tickets to see Hart at Hershey Park.
Hey, there you go.
And
if they come, or you know, maybe we can send them out to Humphreys.
We got a break. Be right back. Somebody who was supposed to be on the show last week will be on when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey Robert.
Here's the ointment I borrowed.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to the applicator.
You know what? Keep it.
Regrettably, they have had Don and Mike.
Right. Why didn't we have this bit on Friday? Oh, I remember Smear Factor.
Yeah, we were smearing all day.
Smear Factor, which ran way over on Friday, and we never got to low-budget Jeff Hardy. And I know that Ray Romano was going to be our guest on low-budget Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, I was.
Hey.
Thanks a lot.
What's happening, Ray?
Thanks a lot. Really, I appreciate it, you know? Really appreciate you standing me up that way, you know?
Oh, we had
we had
a more pressing show to get to.
Well, just call me Ray Romano, private citizen. It's all over. They're all gone. They're out of my life.
So now can we finally
talk? Except for Brad. Of course. Brad's been following me. Like
can
a brother.
We finally talk about all of them on the
show?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'll tell you anything you want to know. Anything, you know. Cool. I mean, they're gone. I'm glad. It's over. The show's over. I can relax. I'm a private citizen right now, you know. I hate them all. I'll answer any questions. You know, when I was doing the show, I couldn't really talk. You know, I couldn't talk about all of their terrible habits.
Weren't you great at Welcome to Mooseport?
Hey, it's too cold in here. You know, I don't bring that up, all right? Gene Hackman was in that. He made a bad choice, too. That's it for me, though.
Why?
Hackman can do that, you know? I mean, come on. Hackman can make the choice. He can do the bad thing, and then I do it, and so there goes my film career. Well, that's what I was counting on.
Isn't the big DVD out today? Isn't today the day that CBS
Please buy it. That's what I'm here to say.
CBS is ripping people
Everybody
off.
Loves Raymond. Buy it. Buy it. It's
$10.
Come on, it's cheap. You get the first one and the last one.
It's $10 for a show that was on a week ago.
Quit whining. Come on. Buy it.
You know who's more popular now at CBS than you?
Who's that?
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob. What an asshat. To coin your term. There you go. Who do you want to know about first, all right?
Of course,
come
Patty.
Come on, it's $10 effing dollars.
Patty Heaton.
Buy it. Oh, the queen.
Queen?
What can I say, really?
Queen C?
Can I say this? Now that she's not around, right?
Yeah.
One of the most despicable human beings it has ever been my pleasure to work with. Years, 9 years of despicable behavior. Queen diva bitchiness that you would not believe. I've had it. I hope she dies.
Wow.
What That's about? It. I gave it to you straight.
Thank
every
you.
Every day, Patty this, right there. Did you watch the lead up to the finale when we had the thing? We're going to do our finale show.
Yes.
Who gets the laryngitis? Queen diva shut down the whole production schedule. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I swear to God, if I'd had a butcher knife, and I know this isn't the regular me.
It's the real Ray.
You're not used to this. You know, normally it's all controlled. It's sitcom. The world of the sitcom.
Can you just...
You have to do these interviews. You have to be really, like, super controlled.
Just to explain...
You can't really explain. Now they're all in my rearview mirror. I would have stabbed her to death with a butcher knife for doing what she did during the last year.
What'd she do?
She was a diva with contract negotiations, with her stupid politics and all the other crap. She was useless, and she didn't need to be on that show. I lobbied for other actresses to replace her. I said, why can't we have Everybody Loves Raymond when he gets a divorce? Why can't we do that? I wish the butcher knife found her sugar walls. Wow, that's some hate.
Yeah,
hey,
where'd
now.
That come from?
I don't know.
Can't imagine.
My gosh! Wow.
I mean, Ray, I don't know where
Boy,
that
your
from.
Your production assistant back there is laughing harder than anybody. Found the sugar walls. Wow.
That was
my God.
How about Peter Boyle? You certainly must have nothing bad to say about
Not
Peter
really.
Boyle.
Well, nothing bad, but it was sad. More than anything else,
sad.
It was
what
sad.
Was sad about Peter Boyle.
A mind failing. A mind failing. If you didn't have the words to put in his mouth, if you didn't have, and listen to me, Don.
Yes.
If you didn't have the words to
yes,
put in
Ray.
His mouth,
yes.
You know, with the script, and you didn't have somebody running lines with him all the time, he would not have gotten through a day.
Wow.
His mind is completely erased.
Right, what about
it's gone. He is, I mean, there's Alzheimer's, and then there's Peterheimer's. I mean, Peter Boyleheimer's was just out there. He didn't know. You could feed him a Hershey bar, and 10 minutes later, he would have told you he ate a steak. He's gone.
Could you tell him
mentally gone
could you tell him,
by...
Tell him he was going to Steak Park?
You could tell him anything.
And really, if he was going to Hershey Park?
We used to have fun on the set. We'd open one of those big doors from the back lot, point him in a direction, go, Peter, they need you down there. And we'd just watch him walk. Watch him walk aimlessly down the back hallways, and it was so much fun.
What about
it was sad.
Doris Roberts?
Doris Roberts? She's okay, you know.
What do you mean she's okay?
Oh, no, she's all right. She's all right. She's
got
a,
you what
know.
Do you mean she's all right?
Well, no.
What, Ray?
Now that's one where I got to kind of get back
Raymond.
To the old me.
No, no,
so
no.
She,
give me the honest answer.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Old lady smell. Bad old lady smell. Like old lady smell.
I know what you mean.
Bad.
Right.
Like we don't know what it was, but it was every time I had to do a scene with her.
Yeah.
Every time. awful. Something really bad.
You breathe through your mouth a lot?
I couldn't do it any other way. You know, it's like, okay, Doris is coming. It's like, okay, big breath hold. There we go. Don't let it happen. Okay, Mom, there we go.
What about the...
I'll tell you, I'd rub a little mentholatum under my nose, a little Vicks Vapor Rub when she'd come on, you know, like they did in Silence of the Lambs. It's like Doris of the Lambs. Wow.
What about
the rose water couldn't mask it.
What about that that big, tall, horsey-looking woman that was married to Brad Garrett on the show?
Yeah, she's insignificant. I didn't have enough scenes with her to worry, but, you know, she's all right. I have nothing really bad to say, other than, you know, the fact is, she'd come in, and we'd do a big scene,
yeah,
and stuff would go missing. Stuff would walk away.
Oh, so she was one of those.
She was a thief.
She was a thief.
Wow. She stole. And I don't have any respect for a man or a woman who steals. We paid a good, handsome living to that woman, and she stole. Just because she's the wife of one of the writers doesn't mean he can come and lift everything on the set. I think, if you're gonna steal from me, Ray Romano, what I say to you is you're a bitch.
Wow.
Die, bitch. Don't steal. Die, bitch. Don't steal. Now, all right, you know.
This goes against the image you've so carefully cultivated over the years.
That's out the window.
The everyman.
Come on.
The shy, unassuming
that's
guy.
That's out the window.
Everybody loves Rayman.
That's out the window. I don't need to worry about that anymore. I can tell the truth on your show, on this fine stage.
Right. What about Brad Garrett?
Brad Garrett is out in the hallway. If you can ask him yourself if you'd like to talk to him.
Brad?
Here you go. Take the mic. Oh, he's grabbing the microphone.
Now we'll find out the truth.
You unbelievable bastard, Raymond. You filthy, dirty bastard. I'm here to clear this up.
Okay, hi, Brad.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
He is lying. Nothing he said was true. I'm defending my castmates. I'm defending my castmates.
You defend nobody!
How can you defend Patty Heaton?
You don't, you're lying.
Hey,
shut up, Robert.
You're not even on the same show anymore, guys. Hey.
No, guys.
Raymond.
He's upsetting me.
Raymond.
Yeah, what?
Tall guy Brad.
What do you want, Don?
Listen, let me ask you, Brad.
He's lying, Don. Don't listen. What did you just shut
tell
up and let him interview me?
Tell me about Patty Heaton. Brad, is she a bitch? Yes or no, Brad?
I no longer have to work with her. They're talking about a spinoff. I can't answer that question. Raymond, don't take the microphone.
Raymond?
Yes, he'll tell you yes. He was the worst when he was in my locker room. He was the worst. Out in the trailer, he's the one who goes, yeah, put some in her coffee. Poison the bitch.
Oh, wow.
You are full of it. You know that I have a contractual obligation to the network. They're giving me a spinoff. Why are you doing this to me, Raymond? Why?
I'm doing this to you because you can't. You don't have the balls to say it anymore. Oh, excuse me. Maybe if I got paid everything you've gotten paid over the years and I had the nest egg to sit on for the rest. I don't have a nest egg. Shut up.
Fellas.
You bastard.
Fellas.
I'm going to kill you.
Fellas.
I took the microphone back from... Give me the microphone, Raymond.
Fellas.
I took it back.
Fellas.
Give it back to me.
Fellas.
What?
Boys.
Yes?
Boys.
Hello. Yes, Don.
I want both of you now to sit down. We're going to do a simple exercise.
I don't want to participate in this anymore.
No, you hang around.
Come on, Robert.
At the count of three, I want you both together to say we love Patty. One, two, three.
See, I told you he's not going to say it.
I can't say it either. She is a bitch. She is the queen of all
bitches. So now we've gotten down to it.
Thank you, Robert.
So now we've gotten down to it.
Of course.
She's the bitch on wheels.
Yes, call me Brad. Did you like it when I delivered the jokes on Leno? About Michael Jackson?
I don't. No, I didn't.
Well, excuse me.
No, I
didn't realize we had the great comedy opera here. I thought they were very funny.
I watch. I watch Ray's Boss.
Who?
Ray. Didn't you know Letterman's behind Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah. Worldwide pass.
Yeah, I watched the Letterman show. I don't watch Leno.
Right, I'm a stand-up comedian.
I don't watch Leno. Like and as a matter of fact, it's probably insulting to Letterman that you did that Leno
thanks,
thing.
Thanks, Robert.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's very insulting.
Isn't that right?
That's very insulting, Brad. You're not supposed to talk about the other guy. Leno, you're not supposed to.
Did you call Letterman and turn your buddy in?
When did you hear about that?
You told me before we came on the air.
Oh.
you told me. Oh. You called Letterman and said,
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Turn on Jay.
I knew you were a traitor, Raymond. I knew you were a traitor.
I didn't mean it.
I hate him. I'm leaving the studio. I'm not going to participate in this any longer. Good day to you.
Okay.
And good day to you, supreme bastard of all time.
Thank you all.
It's been a pleasure
to
be with you. Benedict Barone.
Brad,
take care.
Bye, Brad.
Wow.
All right, that's going to be a fun limo ride back to the airport.
Oh.
It's all the pressure of doing his own thing, you know. I don't know. Oh, my God, he's lightheaded, you know. It's all that height. All that height. But he's all right, you know, for being gay. So gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Really?
Robert the Gay. That's what we call him behind his back.
RDG.
Yes. Brad Gay Garrett.
Garrett.
Yes. That's right. I wish there was a Y in Garrett. Then we could say you can't spell Garrett without gay.
But you know, Ray rhymes with gay.
Yeah. All right.
You could be gay Ray.
Okay.
Who's this?
Buy the video.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey,
buy Robert, the $10 video.
Robert, get him back in here for a second.
I'm in trouble now.
Because he could call you.
I'm just going to give you
the... He could call you gay Ray. Now, do I call you Robert or Brad? I keep getting this mixed up.
You can call me Brad.
Okay, Brad? How come you've not figured out that Ray rhymes with gay?
Ray rhymes with gay, but I don't make fun of the gay people.
Right.
I have my reasons.
Oh. Okay, homo.
What is that chuckle for? Yes.
Okay.
Homo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right.
Homo.
I express my feelings equally to both men and women.
But still, it
would You should be aware of that fact.
It would be a slam to Ray if you said, Ray, you're gay.
How about I make up a poem on the spot?
Okay, go ahead.
Lord Almighty, save the day. Look at Ray. He is gay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of Ray's twins is a bit swishy, too. There you go. Twin boys.
Oh,
yes. Twin gay boys, Raymond.
That's not fair.
Bye, Brad.
F you, Brad.
F you, Raymond.
I don't want him coming in here anymore.
He just said...
And buy the DVD.
Which one of your twins is gay?
$10. That's not fair. He's making a joke. He's lying. He's a gay liar. That's what he is, a gay liar. Let me recap for you, okay? Patty Heaton, queen bitch of
queen
all
bitch,
time.
Yes.
Doris Roberts, odor problem. Peter Boyle, Alzheimer's. And that makes it Brad Garrett gay.
And with the insignificant girl.
And the insignificant girl steals. Kleptomaniac. Steals everything. If it wasn't nailed down, she'd be screwed.
All right.
And I'm off to sit on my money.
Okay.
That's right. I'm going to play golf with Fat Kevin James and sit on my money.
Oh, watch that. I think he's coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, really? No problem.
Kevin James.
I can handle that.
The real Kevin James.
Oh, the really? Really?
The real Kevin James.
Someone tell Mike.
Well, I don't know for sure.
Why don't you come a little earlier, asshat? All right? You can find these things out. I'm going golfing with Mr. Karmazin. Having a good time, really. Yeah. It's great being me.
How's Les?
Man. Les Moonves?
Yeah.
The king of the world.
How about
the
that?
The Tower of Pisa.
How about his
great.
Cute China girl?
Hey, man, don't. That's gotten all the way to the top. You are screwing yourself. They're going to dig a shallow grave
Who's
for you
talking
and
out?
Put you in it.
Mike or Ray?
Both of us. Knock it off with the thing, the China girl. Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Trying to get yourself fired?
Thank you, Ray.
Hot soy sauce, though, baby. Amen.
Okay.
Don't mind telling you. See you later. Later.
See you on the flip side, Ray.
He's all cocky.
Yeah.
We were going to have that on Friday. We never got to it because there was too much smear factor going on.
Wow.
So how about that? One of Ray's twins is gay.
He gets uptight about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Gay Ray.
Gay Brad.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
And don't forget, because we work for CBS,
yes.
That DVD is on sale now. You know, really, why not just take $10 and use it as toilet paper tonight? Really.
Such a bargain.
What is it? It's the first, the pilot?
Yes.
And the final episode.
Right. Yeah. You know how you save $10? You just tell TiVo, tape these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't have a TiVo, if you've got the old type VCR, mm-hmm. simply program. You'll get the first episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. You get the last episode. They run them all.
Yeah, you can spend the $10, but you still have to go up to the shelf and put it in the machine. TiVo, it's right there for you.
With just a button.
Beautiful TiVo.
Yeah, they'll appreciate that commercial.
And boy, TiVo, from what I understand, screwed a lot of people This happens a lot with TiVo. Desperate Housewives on Sunday went till 10:04.
Yes.
And if you TiVo'd it, you missed seeing the last 4 minutes when the chick gets stabbed and when the plumber comes in and is about to get shot.
Why did it go over? Was it a golf tournament or something like that?
No. They do it on purpose now.
Oh, wow.
The networks do this on purpose.
So you can't TiVo it?
Well, they do it so that you're not going to be tempted to change channels to find something that's better.
Now, they've been trying. I mean, the network sometimes will notify the TiVo people so that they'll adjust your grid by a few minutes either way so you'll get it. But this was one of those cases where apparently it didn't.
Well, hey, listen. This music is playing not only because it's great. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rosie.
Great music.
Thank you.
Welcome. Play this music because we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, man, we just keep giving.
Every day in the month of May, courtesy of Independence Air. Don't forget your happy bags, flyeye.com. Here's how we're giving away today's Vegas trip. You ready?
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to do the drive-through game. Don't know exactly what it is that we're going to have you say. I got something that I think will work today. But we've got all the, you know, standbys. Don't call me Chief and the Marco Polo and I love you.
Right.
Thinking today with American Idol, maybe we'll just do a Seacrest. Maybe if you just go to the window and they go, hi, you know, welcome to McDonald's. And you go, Seacrest. And you have to wait until they say, out.
That's a tall plan.
I know it is. It's the drive-thru window game. Anyway, you go through the drive-thru at any fast food place. You give us a call at 877-365-3636. We'll give you 60 seconds. If you get them to say what we want you to have them say,
it's easy, Chief.
You win the trip to Las Vegas. Mike, don't call me Chief.
Bingo!
Don't call me Chief.
That's right, Chief.
So call now if you want today's trip to Vegas, okay? 877-365-3636.
Seacrest out!
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're doing the victory circle. I can't get it.
Oh, man. Look at what she's doing.
Here it comes. Shake it.
Yeah. Shake it. Yeah. Come on now. Squeal.
Yeah.
Party girl.
Squeal like a pig. You goddamn poodle.
Man, happy Holly.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
That tape was a rejoiner with this girl that's on the morning Fox morning show here on Channel 5 in D.C.
Holly Morris.
She is the most hyperactive bitch on television. They send this broad goes to anywhere like, it's where's Holly Morris today? Well, have you ever wondered why we get such great fudge from the state of Maryland? I'm in Westminster, Maryland today. And they dress her up in the chef's outfit and she's...
We're going to make taffy.
She's out there with the ATVs. And
total energy, too, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. She's so annoying. I've said for years, she is like an overstrung poodle. She really is. And this morning I'm watching Channel 5 and... And incidentally, Lark McCarthy, if you're listening, honey, for those of us who remember back in the day, do yourself a favor. Stay behind the desk. Oh, no. Do not go to a shot where you're going to be standing. Because there was a time when Lark McCarthy...
It's safe to say we're not going to be invited into the hallways of Channel 5 anytime soon.
Oh, listen, screw Channel 5. Is there anybody gayer?
We were.
Winner!
We were there once.
Is there anybody gayer for American Idol than us?
Homo!
No one. No.
I mean, we spend an entire half hour every week discussing what happened on this show.
Right.
Not once has Channel 5 called us to come up, not that we would do it, but they've not, every week they have like different DJs on with their take on American Idol.
We'd at least like to get the opportunity to say no.
And I'm sure it'll never happen because of the things we've said about Holly Morris.
Right.
But I'm watching it this morning, and now keep in mind it's 7:30 here, so it's 4:30 in California,
right,
where she's at for the American Idol thing, mm-hmm, because this passes for news on Channel 5.
Of course.
It's like... 5 dead in the district. Serial rapist is still out. A subway train is off the tracks. And also, don't forget tonight it's American Idol.
Right.
Let's go out to Hollywood, where Holly Morris is standing by.
Holly does Hollywood.
So, and they've got the little graphic of her head, you know that cheap TV graphic where mm-hmm. it's supposed to look like animation,
right?
But it's really like her in a little car with a Hollywood sign, sure. and her head is just doing that almost like bad South Parker.
Yeah, they all do it. Every local news show does it.
Anyway, they go to her and they go, I'm so excited to be at the Kodak Theater, and I'm here with Dean Padowitz. And it's that tool that does Ryan Seacrest's hair.
Right. So it really is like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, and it's wow. the only, I'm thinking, it's he's the only guy
right.
that would say, to be on TV, sure, I'll get up at 4:30 sure. in the morning. Mm-hmm. So she starts chatting with him, and I got mad because Dean Banowitz, who is Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser,
right.
has been on our show before, been funny, been a pretty good guest.
Mm. Yeah, he was on once and he was real funny. He was on a second time and he was no energy at all.
The second, you still got his pins, Rob?
Yeah.
Second time we had the guy on, it was on the phone, I think, before this last, not this season, but last season's American Idol was right. about to wrap up. Anyway, the guy's energy was like this. Yes, hello, Don and Mike. What can I answer for you about American Idol?
Right.
You know, it's like the whole thing had gone to his head. So we've cut off our relationship with Dean Banowitz.
Did he tweak it up for Holly Morris?
Oh, my God. And he started doing this thing with her. Because, you know, she is like a dog. She really is like a poodle.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an attractive woman.
Right.
But she's like the Kathy Lee thing. You would have to duct tape her mouth. If you're going to have sex with her. She's doing the thing where she's going, what do you think of my hair? Do I need extensions? Am I LA enough? What do you think? Wait. And he's just so will and grace.
Over the top.
He's just so...
Yeah, he's turning it all on.
Let me tell you something, Holly. Your hair is great. Yeah, I'm here in Los Angeles. Hair is everything. And, well, Lark, back to you. What can I say? But everybody's excited out here in Hollywood. It's only 4:30 in the morning. Back to you, Lark. And then they go to Lark McCarthy, who 20 years ago was just a piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
And now all she is ass.
Oh.
Honey, Lark, please, darling, sit behind the desk. You've still got a beautiful face. I don't need to know that below the neck you're Susan Kidd.
Wow. Oh, really?
I'm sorry. It hurts.
You have seriously given them your most honest analysis.
And,
yes,
and if she would like to put my picture up on TV tomorrow and say I'm a fat ass,
right.
go ahead.
Rock and roll.
Go ahead.
But it's all tonight, American Idol. Very exciting.
On Fox. And that's all Channel 5 News has been all
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that's all
right?
I need to know.
It's like no matter what... And really, I'm not kidding you this time, kid. Right?
This is going to be really scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Here's how it started. It was like... Bum, ba-da-ba-bum, ba-da-ba-bum. Fox 5 News at noon. A deadly day in Iraq. The serial rapist has been found. And... Tonight, it's the final Bo versus Gary on American Idol.
You know, the thing that's the phenomenon about this is they're not the only ones. I mean, the other networks are giving it pub.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is a phenomenon. It's so hot now, it's so popular that the other networks have thrown their hands up in the air and said, we're going to cover it too. Right.
Right. Tonight, what's on Against It? Well, now the finale of Lost is on Against It tonight.
No,
yeah.
That's a rerun. Tonight's episode of Lost
is
a rerun
really?
Of last week's show.
Oh.
Finale for Lost is tomorrow night.
Oh, so they're giving up on that. Okay, well, CBS, they're very brave.
Uh-huh.
They're running NCIS
yeah.
against the American Idol.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll have a hard
one. And the Contender. And then tomorrow night, Rob was just telling me American Idol tomorrow night is 2 hours.
That's crap. Now, see, that's again, once again, it's just like when they made 24 2 hours. 24 could have been 1 hour. It would have been fine.
Well, I like at least 24 is exciting to watch. And,
well, there's content, so yes. Don't you agree that they could have... Shortened it. I seem to feel that in the first hour of 24, even though the numbers were probably the same, it just seemed to me that they were breaking every 2 minutes.
The last 24 last night was actually two episodes because didn't they run credits?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Two solid episodes.
Yeah, they did.
If they'd stopped sooner, it would have only been 23.
Last half hour was a little slow on 24, but still it was good. My point about American Idol is like tomorrow night, it's 2 hours. Now, I'm going to be a lemming like everybody else, and I'll sit my fat ass down. You're listening, Lark McCarthy, and I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. I'm not going to see anything good until 9:58.
Right.
You dig what
sure.
I'm saying?
Of course.
The show comes on at 8. All you're really waiting to see is which one of these losers is going to be your American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to wait 2 hours.
I don't think I'm going to watch it tomorrow night. Because I want both of them to win.
I understand.
Haven't they really, both really already won?
Are they? Yes, they have. Aren't they winners by having made it this far, Mike?
I just can't watch the person lose.
We've all won.
They're both so incredibly deserving.
Tomorrow, they'll have to do, like, the red carpet arrival because there'll be celebrities there. And then there'll be production numbers. Well, they'll probably bring back the top 12.
Will they have all of the old losers out there?
They probably will. And you know what they'll probably do is they'll have a big highlight reel to remind us of what a great year it's been.
You know what I love is that Kelly Clarkson has refused to associate herself with American Idol. Now that Kelly Clarkson's got a decent producer and got a decent record out, and also, I saw, do you see the commercial for milk that Kelly Clarkson is doing?
No.
Man.
You've got it going on for Kelly Clarkson, don't you?
I think Kelly Clarkson's kind of grown up.
Extraordinary.
I mean, I think I'd like to see Kelly Clarkson make some milk.
Oh, I thought that was that not the commercial you were talking about?
It made me think. When I saw the commercial with Kelly Clarkson, it made me think, what's the best kind of milk?
But suddenly you wanted milk.
Of course.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's take another look at her.
And that song, I want to tell you something. That song is like mental patient stuff for me. Since you've been gone, blah, 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 blah. Shows you what one good
so
power
she's not making
does.
An appearance. She won't make an appearance on American Idol?
She's not been on
And they're not
years.
Contractually obligated, I guess, after the year's over.
They'll have Fat Reuben there.
Right.
That, and... Mm-hmm. Clay will be there.
Yeah, they have to be there.
Justin Guarini may be there if he's not in jail.
Justin Guarini. From, what is it, from Justin to Kelly or something
like that. That's a fine movie.
That Kelly Clarkson song, though, is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the first great song out of American Idol. That's why I'm not jacked about watching it tonight, because they're going to be singing whatever the crap first single is that they've already decided is going to be. It'll be like a Mariah Carey song,
and this
right?
is the second album of Kelly Clarkson's, right?
This one, Mike, I'm not, hold on, let me think. Miss Independent, that was on her second album?
I don't know. This could be a second or a third?
I don't know. I just know she makes me want to drink milk. And mm-hmm. and she makes me want.
Do you like her milk commercials?
She makes me want to wonder, where does milk come from? Mm-hmm. Not the kind of milk that cows give us.
I understand.
But the kind.
I understand.
That babies have.
Wow. I do understand what you're talking about.
Really?
Like Kelly. Thank you for really, though, you know, leaving no doubt. I mean, now, I completely understand
That's
what you're saying.
That's quite a milk mustache she's got.
Yeah,
That's not milk.
Oh, dear. Dear me.
She's my favorite idol.
Yeah,
and you know the song that they're doing is going to be a lot like United We Stand, which I couldn't believe they sang that song.
And United We Stand.
Yeah, that's a song, incidentally, that not even like one of these jack radio stations would play.
Right.
A song that's so horrific, yet they had those tools come out last week and sing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both of these contestants, Carrie and Bo, are going to have really successful recording careers because they both got and probably Carrie more so in country than Bo.
Have they played Buzz?
What's that? I disagree. I think they'll be forgotten in 3 weeks.
I would tend to agree with you, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I think that these are the flavors of the month. I mean, really,
I think Carrie Underwood is the first real pure country finalist that we've had, so I think that might give her a leg up.
The country community is bright, and they will latch on to her.
They're great fans, Rob.
Yes, they are. The country community.
I hear ye. You're right about that, Rob.
She seems so nice. Did you see that nice paneling in her trailer?
But then, of course, you know, classic rock listeners are equally well-educated.
Also great.
Yes, they are.
I saw a report on TV about... who's going to win. And they were saying that she's going to win because there's like 2,000 country stations in America, and there's only 600 classic rock stations.
Yeah, but how many dentists are there?
Dennis will vote for Carrie. Bo has that truck driver gap right there.
No, Dennis will vote for him because they want the business.
That's right. Yeah.
Didn't we bring that up with Bo Bice's aunt yesterday?
I asked his aunt whether or not he would replace the two.
Penny.
Yeah,
Penny Bice.
Penny. Dirty Penny.
Dirty Penny.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, everybody. Every line is jammed.
Oh, that's right.
And we've not even started to play the game. Let's try this with somebody here.
Very good.
For the trip to Las Vegas, Rob will need 60 seconds on the clock. What you got to do is be in your cell. And we're probably going to have to do this in the next break. I really apologize to everybody because we got to wait for you to get all the way around by the clown's mouth. Here is Don in Tampa Bay. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for waiting. Don, what fast food restaurant are you at, sir?
Well, you got a choice of two, so you know I'm legit. You got a Church's on one side, and you got a Wendy's on the other.
Wendy's would be the choice. Here's how we play the game. Now,
nobody's in line.
Okay, great. You pull up to the window, and when she says, "Welcome to Wendy's," all you can say is, "Seacrest?"
passport.
And if Seacrest, and if she says out, you're a big fat winner. You're going to Las Vegas.
Right.
All right.
But you can't say anything except Seacrest or Seacrest.
Yeah. Seacrest out. That's the way he says it. So it's Seacrest.
Right. Any inflection you like.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready to give it a try?
Seacrest.
Yeah, I'm pulling up now. Here we go.
All right. Now, as soon as she says, hey, welcome to Wendy's, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Somebody, I think this guy's getting in front of me here.
And you are playing for a trip
to
Las
Vegas. I thought you said there was nobody in front of you.
Well, there wasn't. And then I had to turn.
No.
I had to turn away from churches.
Oh, come on. Hold on a second.
All right. Watch.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Where are you at? Where are you at now?
I'm one more person behind.
Can you even diagram that sentence?
One more.
Sure, I understand.
He's one more person, but there's someone in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to be next, but I had to turn because I didn't know which one you wanted, all churches right, or Wendy's. Right,
hold on a second.
He hung back for instructions,
Somebody
else got in.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. It's actually Bethany.
I'm
Bethany, like the beach.
Bethany, I'm sorry about that, Bethany. I can see why Joe would write Stephanie. Joe. They sound alike.
It's an Ebony sound.
I'm going to Stephanie Beach. How about you? Bethany, are you at a fast food location?
Yes, I'm at the Burger King in Cambridge, Maryland.
Ah, very nice. So you're down actually near the beach.
All right, you're down by Route 50.
I'm on my way home from work.
Okay, are you at the drive-through window now?
Yes, I'm pulling up right now.
Okay, now you same deal with you. All you can say to this lady is Seacrest. That's all you can say. 60 seconds, you get her to say out without saying anything else, and you're going to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Okay, I'm here.
Good luck.
As soon as... Here we go.
Seacrest!
She might be overdoing it.
Seacrest?
Yeah. Little mine.
Seacrest.
What did you say?
Sorry.
Seacrest.
Snuck out.
Seacrest.
God damn.
Seacrest.
And you did that thing where you had like your thumb by your forefinger. Like,
that was Rob doing that.
Little mine.
Seacrest.
Is she saying anything to you at all?
No.
Well, you would have to pause maybe to see if they're going to say something.
All right, why don't you say it again and pause?
Seacrest.
So you're at the drive-thru window and they're saying nothing to you?
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything from them.
Okay, you may break ranks to say, are you there?
Are you there?
Apparently they're not.
Sure, I'm ready to order to drive through the window.
She told you to drive through to the window?
Yes.
All right, then go ahead and drive through.
And then lay a couple of more Seacrests on her.
Yeah. What, Robbie?
Looked very urgent.
Urgent.
It's very urgent.
And I didn't mean that about that little mime thing at all.
Sure you did.
I really didn't.
I didn't mean to make the gesture.
Sure I'm sorry. I just kind of crept out.
I thought you were doing a fine job. Would you stop that? I hate being the nice guy.
You think she likes country music or classic rock?
Yes.
Country.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, let me get it back in balance. I think Mark McCarthy is hot.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
And Lark thanks you.
Lard McCarthy.
Oh, wow. See?
The lovely
See?
Woman.
You're back on track now. You're back on track. I got you right back in the swing of Lard McCarthy.
Hello. Hello. Bethany?
Yes.
Bethany, what the hell is going on?
Darling.
I'm at the window. Nobody's coming over.
Wow.
Let's go back to the guy in Tampa. Don.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Pulling up then.
Which one are you at, sir?
I'm at Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Okay. Wendy's, same thing.
Let's listen.
60 seconds. You can only say Seacrest.
Here we go. Hello? Yes, Seacrest.
What?
Seacrest. Seacrest.
I don't think they're getting it.
Seacrest.
Disqualification.
I know he's said too much, but I like just hearing him.
Seacrest.
Also, it's quite a testimonial to the publicity of Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, sorry, can I have one more time for me?
Seacrest?
Was that credit?
Hello?
No, keep saying it now. Come on, you're so close.
Seacrest?
She said credit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't understand what you're saying.
Seacrest.
Seacrest?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seacrest.
Can you come to the window?
Okay.
That's another request to come to the window.
That's what they all do.
Come to the window.
We don't have seagrass.
Okay.
All right, Don.
We only serve burgers.
All right, maybe that one was too tough. Maybe we're going to have to go with the Marco Polo or the Chief.
Okay, yeah, they're bringing me to the window now.
When you get to the window, look in the restaurant and see if Lark McCarthy's in there.
We're in Tampa, man. I know who she is from living up there in the past, but...
Well, just so they were playing the game honestly.
Just so people in Tampa can relate, can you tell us among the... Hold on, did you just... Don't say the S word, but say her name
again. No, I said shoot.
Okay.
Lisette Campos?
Who is it?
I think that's her, Lisette Campos.
And what channel does this lady work at?
She's at Channel 10. She's, like, really pretty, but she's, like, really big.
That's like Lark McCarthy.
Big and pretty.
See, now we've related to another market.
Sam, why don't you order that one while you're at Wendy's, too, since you haven't won the game. Order the big and pretty.
Window now. What should we do?
I'd like a super-sized fries, a Frosty, and a big and pretty.
I'd like the McLark.
You're at the window with me. Seacrest?
Oh, no, forget it. You're a loser. We'll try it with someone else right after this, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Craig, I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Oh,
that was a good one. Oh, that was right where you wanted it. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that?
Yeah.
You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Thank you!
You're welcome. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Right. Don't forget our website, unlike others, is open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it really is. You can get in there anytime you want.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too.
We'll open our door.
So this is Bank of Maryland, conveniently yours. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's the address for our website. And now let's give away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Don't forget your happy bag with Independence Air. People are going to the drive-through windows and the Seacrest out. Definitely, I don't think it's going
to
work.
Doesn't seem to be working, but there are many other sayings that we can use. Yeah.
Let's try Deborah.
Hi, how are you? Hold on.
Hi, Deborah. What fast food place are you at?
I am at Checkers on 28 in Manassas.
Oh,
Checkers.
Fine location.
I know that's one you like.
Yep.
Deborah, how close to the window are you?
Oh, I'm right here.
Okay, now, do you want to do Marco Polo, I Love You, or Chief?
I like I Love You.
Okay.
I love you because, you know, if they say I love you too, I love you, and sometimes you get it.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll give you 60 seconds. All you can say when they say welcome to
Checkers
is I love you.
And if you get an I love you too back, then you win.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
All right.
Pull up to the clown's mouth.
I'm here. They just haven't said anything yet.
Oh.
Hello, people. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Hey,
yeah.
He said it.
Wow, how fast was that?
He didn't say two, but he said I love you, so he got it back.
Right. Now, listen, you've won. Stay there and try the Seacrest thing.
Well, wait, I pulled up because there was somebody behind me.
You pulled up. You never say die.
Just die in here, and it would say out. Deborah, congratulations.
They're working there. They're probably working the night shift. So they've probably never seen Idol.
Mike, Ryan Seacrest is a pop culture icon. The show is transcendent.
Where's your sound effect?
Homo.
Thank you.
We should have a sound effect that's just an idiot. Homo. Idiot.
Oh, maybe the I love you is too easy. That was amazingly easy.
Deborah.
Yep.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
a trip
you so
to
much.
A trip to Las Vegas for you from Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Have a great time out in Vegas.
Thank you. I tried at a Look Around Cafe, but they had no drive-through windows.
No, not yet. We're working on it,
someday.
Though.
Hold on. Someday we will. Right. Somebody else to play. Hello, Lance?
Yes.
Lance that Boyle. Lance? What fast food joint are you at, my friend?
McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's.
That's,
love them.
That's usually a level of hostility.
Here we go.
That's a joke, incidentally.
I'd like to try the Seacrest thing again.
Okay.
Because I'm crazy that way. Another trip for Vegas. What the hell?
No, I think it's the way people are saying it. There you go. Seacrest. Yeah. Punch it like he does. Seacrest.
I will definitely try it. I'm pulling up to the window as we speak. I had pulled away from it because I thought I had already lost my chance. So I'm pulling back up right now.
All right.
Okay.
I just went through about three stops.
Yes. Just roll down the window.
What if he just
said
it over and off?
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone. Here I go.
Oh gosh.
All right. Seacrest. Seacrest. He said it.
Crap detector
Mike,
is
yeah,
so.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
This is so BS.
No, I'm to the window. You can talk to him. I swear to God.
Okay, Lance, go on up to the window. Mike, maybe the guy got a winner.
What if?
Maybe he drove through it once before.
Yeah, it's also possible.
I swear to God, I waited 40 minutes, I swear. Okay.
All right, go up to the window.
All right, I'm behind the car at the window right now. Right. If it's faster, I can get out and go in if you want.
No. Lance, it's fine. Stay right there. So you said Seacrest, and he said out.
Yeah.
Like the first time.
Second time.
Yeah, I said the
first time.
Is your mom alive?
Yes.
Do you swear on your mom's life that wasn't set up?
And
definitely.
Hold on. Before you charge into that, that's a very serious thing to do.
Yeah.
It is.
Mike takes his crap detector seriously. Think about that. Your mother on a slab.
If you came clean with us, we might be prepared to offer you a consolation prize.
Oh, your crap detectors are very good, and I would never, never mess with those. I swear to God, and I swear on my mother's life.
Can we talk to the guy in the restaurant?
Yeah, he's giving the guy in front of me the money back.
And
that's changed.
That's a loose use of the word restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Restaurant.
Yes, it is.
He looks like a pretty good guy, so I'm driving up there right now to see if he'll talk to you.
I only say that because for whatever reason here in D.C. for like 15 years, whoever the witch is that's in charge of buying advertising for McDonald's.
Yeah. Here he is right here.
No matter how big our ratings
Mike?
Are, they won't buy advertising.
I know.
John and Mike?
Yes.
Here he is right here. I'm handing the phone over.
Tell him he's going to be on the radio.
You're going to be on the radio. Is that okay? All right, hold on.
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello. Hi, my friend. This is Don and Mike. And you work at McDonald's?
Yes.
What's your shift?
What was that?
Oh, he had trouble hearing now. What's your shift?
I'm on zip code.
No.
What's your shift?
What shift do you work? What are your hours?
I work at the night shift, on night shift.
And how long have you worked there at McDonald's?
I've been here 2 years.
We're just trying to find out if you're lying. What, my friend who doesn't like our listeners very much.
Stop it. Why don't you offer this guy a trip to Las Vegas if you rest the other guy out?
Well, why don't you go ahead?
Hey, if you come clean with us, the guy, we want to find out if this guy prearranged that where he would say Seacrest and you would say out. Did he come by your drive through one other time and say, hey, if I say Seacrest, say out, I'm playing a radio contest?
Did he?
Well...
Hold on. Did he or not?
Be honest. Tell us. That's fine. You're not going to get in trouble, neither is he.
Oh.
So he did do that, right?
Hold on.
Well, what exactly?
Not exactly.
Okay, hold on. Be more specific then. Mike's going to stand now. Cock of the walk.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do that. No, nothing.
Hold on. You're lying, dude.
You're lying. Come on. Hey, you know something? If you came clean with us, there might be a prize in it for you.
Hey, you better tell Lance that he better call a nice funeral home.
Right.
Because his mom's going to die soon.
Yeah. He swore on his mom's life.
Hmm.
Yeah, do you have any kids?
I can't really hardly hear you.
Do you have any kids?
No kids.
Do you have any kids?
Of course he does.
No, I have no kids.
Uh-huh. You have no kids. Is your mother still alive?
Yes.
Thank you, Rob.
Would you swear on your mother's life that this guy did not arrange anything with you?
He's like the McBurglar.
No comment.
No comment. I rest my case. Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
Would you put Lance Boyle back on the phone, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Scum.
Okay. Okay, I'm back.
You are scum.
Hey, Lance. Hey, Lance. Listen, here I was standing up for you, believing you. As soon as we offered that guy, I take it back. As soon as Mike offered the guy the trip, he ratted you out, dude.
That's because he wanted a free trip. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Oh, don't keep it going, Lance.
Oh, please.
Lance, don't. You're making it worse. You're making me angrier.
Lance,
tell the truth, damn it.
No, your mom's going to die, Lance.
I didn't.
You did. You made some kind of arrangement with him, Lance.
No.
Yes, you did.
It's a truck stop McDonald's, and I don't even dare go in there, let alone make a deal.
You're wrong.
Well, but Lance, that, you know how you make a deal? You drive through the drive-thru twice.
What?
Now tell the truth.
No, I'm telling you. I told you the truth. I swear to God.
God, you are lower than low.
Take a moment, Lance, and think of them draining the blood out of your mother's veins.
This is my mom.
Embalming fluid.
Lance, this is Mama. I'm dead, and the coroner is having sex with my dead body.
Well.
Last chance to get anything at all, Lance.
No, I'm sorry. I did not lie to you.
You're a lot. Yes, you. Well, how come the guy said he prearranged something with you?
I was watching him, and the more you were talking to him, the bigger his smile got. So you were obviously offering him a trip or something.
No.
All right. Well, either way, I don't know what to do.
Where are you from, Lance?
So I sound honest. I mean, I'm from Fredericksburg.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was going to give the guy the trip. Then I think Mike proved that the guy had this set up thing going on.
Did you just say anything? The guy said no comment.
Too hinky.
I think you should prevent him from even traveling to Las Vegas on his own.
And now we got to check the obits every day.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe take the guy to the drive thru with me to Las Vegas? Oh, God.
Yeah, that'd be convenient.
Well, because you know him already, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lance. You're holding on to it, Lance. I admire your tenacity.
Well, Lance, as your
I totally disrespect your dishonesty.
As your wristbands say, live strong, Lance. Live strong.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say, Lance, before we hang up on you?
No.
Yeah,
there you go.
Perhaps he'll give our best to the rest of NSYNC.
We're going to play the Lance game. I'm out.
It's amazing. People are amazing.
Owning a radio was strictly for
dogs.
You've got to get found a way to bring.
You're very good.
They usually crack at the end there. Yeah. On his mother's life.
Yeah. You've got a gift. I swear to God.
You are amazing.
I heard the guy say out, and I thought, hey, winner. We got a big
winner.
Double winner here today. And right away, see, this is what about Mike, because it's nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
I just see him frown, shake his head like, no.
Oh, it's easy.
No,
mom's already dead. Maybe that was a lie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right, Rob. That's right. The mom already dead. He lied about his mom being alive.
The widow Lance.
See, if you lie about, your mom being alive,
fine. That's true.
That's another one to remember.
You know what he'll do? He'll freeze the corpse and float on it to Las Vegas.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight? Nice crap detector, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Good nice job. Crap detector.
Thank you, but still,
way to go.
I wanted a little more definitive confirmation of the lie. You know, that guy, no comment.
Yeah. No, listen, no comment equals yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. That's like someone saying to Lark McCarthy, do you have a big ass? Oh, no comment.
Big and pretty.
But let me just say, baby got back.
Lord.
You understand what I'm saying, Lord McCarthy?
Gotcha.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
What's your lead story tonight?
Would you pay a ransom to a hacker who'd stolen your personal information?
Would you?
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the latest thing.
Stay tuned, everybody. Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment
coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Mike, that was very
professional. Lance that boil.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, website.com. That's where you go. You get the daily transcript of all the brilliant things we say, and also the audio highlight every day.
And a lot of other weird stuff in there.
And a lot of good pictures there, too. Lots of pictures of smear factor, all that other junk. Buzz's picture is up there. Just checking because it's Buzz News time.
Paris Hilton's there, too. See that?
Oh, man, you got to see that.
Yeah, that links up to there. Paris Hilton, Buzz Burbank. Buzz, Viramax. Tell me about Viramax, Buzz.
is?
It's doctor tested.
I'm going to call for a doctor.
Clinically approved. You should try VMAX.
1-AAA try VMAX.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good job on memory.
Right. Like 5 years every day.
Pretty good. Yeah, they've been, and thanks to them.
Yes, God bless them.
The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, 1-AAA try VMAX.
They have had a long, long, hard relationship with us.
Thanks for staying.
Rock hard. Rock hard relationship.
Computer hackers are just modern-day pirates who pillage and rob for fun and profit, but this is where their antics get a little less romantic. They can now hold hostage documents in your computer and refuse to release them to you until you pay the ransom. Going rate is $200. Depending on the documents, including your collection of photographs, the price could go even higher. There have even been cases in which the demand was tens of thousands of dollars. Forget spyware, this is ransomware. The first reported victim is a corporation not yet identified, but the hacker locked up their spreadsheets and refused to tell the company how to unlock them until it paid the ransom.
Hold on. There's a hacker right here.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yes. Here's what they sound like.
Oh, dear.
Damn hacker.
This guy calls. He wants money. The FBI's looking into this, and the major antivirus software companies are updating their security measures this week to try to keep up with this latest threat. Hundreds of...
You know, go ahead and look at my email, I say, because there's never anything good in there.
No? Yeah, I don't have anything.
And the reason is all... It's stuff that no one would care about. It's
right.
Like notes for me to Rob and Beth Ann and my wife and I and all my friends. Whenever I get anything, any spam...
Yes.
I never open it up.
Good.
Right. Never.
Good policy.
So I've never had to worry, even though sometimes... Gosh, those headers seem so...
Tempting.
So tempting.
I'm my big boy. I love you. Mm-hmm. Open me up.
Attention, Don.
Uh-huh.
We know you like big breath.
Yes. How do they know that?
Like, how can you not?
Yeah. Do you ever get the email come-ons that are like in Arabic?
No, that's
Jesus, Rob.
Wow.
I don't know.
You better report that to somebody.
Perhaps it's the website you're visiting. I don't know.
Hundreds of thousands of Bank of America and Wachovia bank accounts may have been compromised. New Jersey police say Orazio Lembo got account information
by
convincing upper-level bank employees to sell it to him for $10 a name.
What was his name?
Send it to me, please.
Orazio Lembo.
Guilty.
He cross-referenced the information that he bought from American banking people with a debt collection agency list and sold the matches to law firms and collection agencies. Orazio and 7 bank employees were arrested last month in a sting operation.
It's a lot of fun.
Good luck to you all.
Mm-hmm.
But your nation is more secure thanks to former Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers band member Skunk Baxter.
Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Let's hear it for Skunk.
Jeff Baxter can play that funky music, and he's become one of the world's best-known counterterrorism experts.
Now, is this the guy that's like the lead singer of China Grove?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, okay.
With a big mustache?
Because I get my Doobie Brothers mixed up.
And he doesn't tour with them anymore. No, hey, he's busy with this. At the age of 56, the musician still wears a beret and a ponytail when he goes to his many meetings. He's just not comfortable in a necktie.
Okay, now everybody knows who he is. Now that you said the beret, everybody knows that's the Doobie Brothers.
The government digs this guy as much as the fans who helped him earn 8 platinum records. Defense Department officials say they like Skunk Baxter's creativity, his ability to think outside the box. They say he's able to think like a terrorist. And he says, quoting
that's
him...
That's quite a compliment.
Quoting him... Quoting him, I'm told I make a very good bad guy. Officials apparently don't mind his liberal use of profanity. They say the guy really knows what he's talking about. Jeff says he makes a good living and earns a lot of frequent flyer miles. He flew 230,000 miles last year, doing sneaky Jack Bauer stuff, no doubt.
Cool.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I like that.
And the CIA's trying to get a hold of Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, not as bright. For the second time in 2 weeks, U.S. military jets have intercepted a plane violating Washington, D.C.'s restricted airspace.
Anybody see the guy interviewed this morning?
Yeah, that poor sucker.
Boy, that guy, I mean, I think he can't hear the dinner bell.
The guy from last time or the guy?
No, the guy from last time.
Right, right.
I mean, he was just clueless.
But did you see the new guy?
No, I haven't seen the new
guy. I feel bad. Well,
Canadian.
Go ahead. And also, let me just say, guilty because of that, but still, let's continue.
Well, this time, the Senate called a brief recess, unlike last time when the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court were evacuated. The pilot in the May 11th incident has just lost his license for being a dumbass. The pilot in yesterday's incident is getting off with just a warning, since he only flew into the airspace to avoid bad weather, already having lost his radio and some other electrical functions to a lightning strike. Now, D.C.'s no-fly zone extends for a 16-mile radius around the Washington Monument, and today here in Washington they're talking about new procedures, new protocol
or shooting down planes that enter that airspace.
This guy, the one thing he did say is when they held up the frequency.
Which guy?
The original
guy
or May 11th guy? The May 11th guy that evacuated the whole Capitol. Mm-hmm. The older guy. First of all, he's not a pilot trainer. He's not a flight instructor. He said he's not, and where that came out, he didn't know. He also said when they held up the frequency for him to tune to, he tuned to the frequency and wasn't able to reach anybody.
Was it 106.7?
Yeah, it was our station.
May have been the problem.
He was just too high.
You know, I think I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. That John Stewart. Now, sometimes, you know, he goes overboard with the buzz stuff. You know, and I'm a Democrat. Even after a while, I go, God, right. Give it a friggin' rest. But John Stewart had the most brilliant thing. Where he said, after the first guy came through with the airplane, he said, well, after 9/11, 3.5 years later, we've got a great plan for emergency. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday in Washington. And then it was him going, run
for your lives!
Run for your lives! Run!
It was hysterical.
Yeah, it was funny.
So you got to think, though, really, that just 2 weeks ago this happened.
Yeah.
Now it happened again
yesterday
with another plane.
Right.
Shouldn't we have some type of
a plan?
At least like a pointer. You know what I mean? Like a laser pointer.
Right.
Shouldn't we at least like...
Laser pointer for what?
They're using that.
Here's what we do though. No. What do you mean? What are you doing?
They're starting to put lasers on the ground to warn pilots that they've entered
a laser pointer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You get a big industrial laser pointer, and what you do is you really make a big square around this 16-mile area so that the only person who's not going to see it is Stevie Wonder if he's flying the plane. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It seems to me we could find a way that no matter how dumb a pilot was, the first guy, or the second guy, who it was a weather problem.
Who is this guy?
You know, no matter how cloudy you see, you look at it, look at that. Oh, there's a big laser. I must be in the wrong area.
Right. Well,
and electrify it.
Yeah.
Make it like the electric fence.
So if the plane goes by, everybody would be hit like with a taser.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A couple of former America West pilots were recently charged with operating a plane full of passengers while drunk.
I'll drink to that.
Their trial is now underway, and their defense lawyers are taking an interesting approach. For one thing, the lawyers argue that since the plane was being towed at the time, the pilots were not actually operating the plane, and that therefore the passengers weren't in danger. The plane was being readied for takeoff at Miami International as the red-eyed, boozy-smelling pilots boarded the plane. Security turned them in, and officials turned the plane around. The pilots' lawyers also argued that their clients were able to walk as well as any sober man.
I'll drink to that.
Would you either they smelled the booze when they were going through
security.
And you know, lawyers most of the time.
All the time.
Lawyers suck.
Legally drunk, both of them over .08.
They weren't operating the plane. No, they were readying it for takeoff.
One of them over .09. Both pilots now facing 5 years in prison because of that.
And I've got another thought now about security around D.C. with the
good.
Flies up.
What?
Two words. Glass dome.
Around the whole city?
You know, like those things...
As far out as here?
You know, like in the old-time diners, those things that they would put over the cake?
Like dove under glass.
And, as I recall, I'm not sure, somebody's going to have to help me on this, a real Superman aficionado, but I believe that Superman had a tiny little city that he kept on his desk at the Fortress of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
An entire society that was like under a cake.
Under glass.
Would the bubble come out here this far?
We're
out in the suburbs, you know.
Would it cover the beltway?
No, that would be really close to Dulles.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have the thing out
It'd
here.
It'd be just downtown, just over the Capitol and the Senate. And
boy, the bubble, let's do it.
And the White House.
Could you make it so if we shook it up, it snowed?
No, because then people drive badly.
That's true.
A U.S. congressman says comedian Bill Maher is guilty of treason. Quote, I want him off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama Republican Spencer Bacus didn't like Maher's joke about the Army missing its April recruiting goal.
A Republican from Alabama is mad at Bill Maher?
Hard to believe. Quoting Maher, more people join the Michael Jackson fan club. We've done picked all the low-lying Lindy England fruit, and now we just need warm bodies. Quoting Congressman Bacchus, it borders on treason. One definition is to undermine the effort of our national security of our country.
Listen, Bill Maher is a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's only guilty of this, boning Coco.
Guilty.
I saw Coco on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had a picture of her on our website. Yeah. I mean, you saw the...
I did a little more research after that.
Yeah. I love you, Coco. Hey, Coco.
Mm-hmm. Hot Coco.
Hold on a second. Why is every phone line exploding?
I know, it must be something important.
Was there a mistake made? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Impossible, Don.
Hello?
Hey, I just want to tell Don that's the city of Candor.
Kandor.
Oh, it's all the Superman fans. Kandor, right? K-A-N-D-O-R.
Our audience, you gotta love them.
Wasn't it originally a part of Krypton?
No. Yeah, it was.
Sea of Kandor is where everybody is brutally honest.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
all the
that.
Fish. All the fish in the
Kandor.
Sea of Kandor.
Remember, Superman used to lift up this little like cake tray. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah. That city is called the City of Kandor.
Kandor. Yeah. Can-do. It's a can-do city, Kandor.
You know what? Something I corrected myself when you were
Thank
playing
you for
it earlier.
Call.
When Bill Murray is looking at that lady in the green, it's not Mrs. Craig, which I've said for years. It's Mrs. Crane.
Oh, well, I've always thought you said Mrs. Crane.
No, I said Mrs. Craig. That's the way I always thought it was, and I was really kind of disappointed.
Don't matter.
I see you, Mrs. Crane. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
Oh, wait. I used to love Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Bob Craig. Where's that wrecking Craig?
Right next to that bird down there, the whooping Craig. A way to stop the bad touch. That's our story.
That'll make you Craig your neck.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Bicycle.
I won't use it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi,
parents, tell your kids that if a strange man tries to take them or touch them in a bad way, to kick them in the nads.
Yeah!
It works this week for a 10-year-old boy in Seminole County, Florida. The boy's kicking leg was warmed up as he'd just been playing kickball. Suddenly, a man walked up behind the boy, covered his mouth, and tried to snatch him. The boy kicked the man in the groin hard. It worked. The bad man went away. Police are still looking for the perv who may still be limping.
Jesus, there's a lot of that happening in Florida.
And we hear more about it, but yeah, Florida's the capital.
Mm-hmm.
In sports, sure, sports rivalries are fun until three people wind up in the hospital, especially if one of them's a cop. It started in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field yesterday after a tense crosstown rivalry game between the Cubs and the White Sox.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's the interleague play, Yankees, Mets.
Cub fans just hate it when the White Sox are playing good baseball.
Yes.
And it generally goes ignored by all of Chicago on the off chance that the White Sox do great.
Right.
It's always... The headline is always Cubs, lovable Cubs lose again. Yeah, and then down in the lower right hand corner be, very in very small letters, White Sox win 17.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a perfect assessment of Chicago sports.
And I just want to say that's the way it should be also.
But your town plays into this, Mike. This cop was off duty, the one who got injured. He was working concessions at the game. A fan got angry when he saw the officer wearing a Boston Red Sox jersey.
Yeah.
Not knowing the hot dog vendor was also a cop, a fight ensued, but it continued even after the officer showed his badge, turned into a melee with three people arrested and three in the hospital, one of them knocked out by a taser.
Here's what people don't know.
Taser?
We all carry badges. It's a little known secret.
Taser?
About the nation.
And finally, there's the new magazine.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I got news for you and everybody else. And I'm no giant Oakland Raiders fan.
Right, right.
It was Raider Nation before Red Sox Nation.
Okay. All right. Well,
now,
whatever.
I even get stuff now from Packers.com. Mm-hmm. Like, attention, Packers Nation.
Packers Nation.
Come on, stop it. It's Raider Nation.
It's Raider Nation?
Yes, it is.
It's stuck
it
up there, though, you know. Red Sox Nation.
There's a new magazine.
I do not care about you, Elbrimus.
There's a new magazine article out that addresses something.
I said I do not care about you, Elbrimus.
What are you doing now with a French accent?
I do not know. I will keep, Mr. Geronimo, I will keep my Red Sox Nation, if you please.
The Raiders Nation.
Ah, poo. You know what I do? I go, tway.
One nation under
a... on the Raiders Nation.
One nation under a groove. you like the disco, don't you, Buzz?
I love the disco. I love the nightlife. Yes. There's a new magazine article out that addresses something we recently learned about the college kids who dress up like cartoon characters at Disneyland and Disney World. In the Radar magazine article, Wild Kingdom, we learn about the cast members who can't wait to get stoned and have kinky sex.
Oh, didn't we have, like, the expose?
Yeah.
We had, like, the premiere copy 3 weeks ago, right.
We learned about the dorm for these performers called Vista Way. We heard about that. And the fake street sign that says drunk and high cast members, next right. We learned about the time Winnie the Pooh dropped acid and went out to perform, tripping down a flight of stairs and onto Disney's Main Street, USA. And we learned about the wall of stolen panties. And the time Goofy and Pluto hooked up in a van on their way to a breakfast appearance.
Now, that's wrong. Who's the man in that relationship?
Disney says this is all just a publicity. They start to sell a magazine. And hey, it just might work. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Not really in that situation.
Yeah.
But is, they're both dogs, right?
Yes. The article didn't say.
It's Goofy and Pluto?
Yeah.
I think Goofy would be the female.
I disagree.
You think Pluto would be the female?
Yeah.
We know what style they use.
It weren't missionary.
I think we got to go. Oh, Bananarama playing here only because I know Ron and Fez are gigantic Bananarama fans.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I think we'll be devoting the 9 o'clock hour of the night, of the show tonight, 9 o'clock hour, all Bananarama.
Oh, they love their Bananarama.
For an entire hour. So stay tuned, please, for the entertainment spectacle. We do really love these guys. Ron and Fez are coming up next on WJFK FM. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Peppers.
Is Brian making them for you?
God, I hope so.
I'll keep an eye out for him.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind,
you can't
be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having a nice and honest evening tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
I'm saying you guys can't keep anything off the air. The goddamn microphone's on. Ass signing off. A-hole. Out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.